Marker.
There's a red one over there.
Alright. Oh, shit.
No, wait, I need a... I ain't done shit. I got this, I got that, I got
marker,
that.
Marker number two.
And so it begins.
It does.
Alright. Put that back on. What's the program? Alright.
That's cold.
Yeah, turn that AC off. Just click it once.
Look at you. You hot, now you cold. You the worst.
You're going through menopause, bro.
Menopause.
Probably has a fan on with a blanket.
Just once. Just click it over slightly.
Playing with feet in it.
Yeah.
And the most unmanly thing you'll ever see in the world. So well, with feet in them.
What do you mean blanket with feet in them?
Exactly. A fitty blanket.
Like, it's like...
It's like when you go through menopause.
He's like, they got that.
When you go through menopause, you get all cold.
No, your feet have to be uncovered.
Can you see
warm?
No.
It's a blanket with feet in it. So you put the blanket on, you put your feet in like socks in your blanket. So because you go through menopause, you got hot and cold flashes, right? So you can take the blanket on and off and keep your feet warm.
Ooh.
So why don't you just wear socks?
It's menopause. It doesn't make sense.
Nothing makes sense.
What is menopause?
Menopause. It's like, excuse me, woman pause.
It's like menopause. It's like
when
number.
When a man gets 18, he puts women on pause because the dick don't work no more. Woman pause.
Okay.
No, it's called menopause.
No, women go to menopause.
Menopause. I'm gonna say menopause.
Women go through menopause. They put men on.
You are now listening to the smooth sounds of Dirtbag Radio.
Okay, you dirtbags!
Keep the change, you change.
Back on it, man. Drink it, y'all. Soon as I fall in the mix, these niggas be calling it quits. The bottles are popping them quick, I'm popping my shit. These niggas are not on the list, I'm sorry you not coming in. Don't follow the whip, but you could try, you could die soon as I hit him. And call on the blitz, and all on the wrist, be looking like water and piss. I might give your daughter a kiss. Who harder than this, in the heart of the city, you know that they hardly admit. They telling lies, though at me sounds. You screaming in apartments like it be soundproof. She acted different as soon as I found you. Remember I fed you and housed you. Trapping and trapping all day, and then we hit the club and leave it around two. I pull it out and she twerk on the dick and get ready for round two. Before we get started, I roll me a blunt, you know how the dog do. I do this shit for the squad, I forgot it, and you know they got it too. I was right there in the street, but we never saw you.
Hey, save the kids, save the kids, save the kids.
Fuck it, save the kids, hey.
Save the kids,
hey.
Save the kids, save the kids. Fuck it, save the kids. Call the blitz. Call the blitz.
Hey.
Save the kids. Save the kids. Call the blitz. Call the blitz.
I just got hit at
save
my part.
The kids. Fuck it. Save the kids.
As a kid, we always wanted to be big, dog. All the dirty money getting rinsed, dog. Right in front of me, don't take the rims off. Throw it off the glass, take the rim off.
Like a toy, you sell drugs, no, I did that. Like you got it from the mud, no, I did that. And the money got blood, no, I did that. No code on the gun, no, I did that. Middle fingers up to the judge, won't budge, won't move, and it won't get back. In a big trap, I'ma need 10 racks just to chit chat. Yeah, yeah, flip stacks.
What it do? What it is, motherfucker?
Okay, you dirtbags.
Hey.
Keep the change.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
Nah.
Yes, sir.
As always, it's the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. It's your boy, Olansky, a.k.a. Senior Ben Truitt. He already know.
I thought you were going to keep going. I was going to jump in. I know. I love you. This is one today. Okay.
This is one.
All right. DJ. Yeah. Dijon Pigeon, a.k.a. LL Couche.
So three.
And then one.
So three.
You already know it's your dog, Flame Speed, bad Flame Speed 36 on Instagram. Funky Doghead Bitch You.
That's Orin Jew Lucky on Instagram. Orin Malik on Twitter. I don't know. We have guests.
Team Medina. Yeah, you know.
Back in the
building. OG Whispers.
You know, they call me Pretty You from the Avenue. I'm coming through. What you do? What up, y'all? How y'all feeling out there?
What it do?
Back checking in.
And this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. All right, real quick, how everybody been doing, man, since the last time we convened?
Gucci. Life has been amazing.
Gucci, man.
Can I share a thought I had right quick as we came to the show? Because yes. You had the... Bum, 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 and I'm listening to that. Is that Blue's Clues after you live in the hood for like 6 months to a year? Because before that, he was... Bum, 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 bum. I'm just saying. Is it me or did Blue's Clues elevate? Did he move to the Bronx or something? Moved up.
So he never left our lives. He's always been there.
He's always been there.
I never thought about that.
That's hilarious.
Boom. Yeah, that's crazy. Just threw me off for a second, too. Yeah, that's Blue's Clues as an adult. Let's go.
Who we started the podcast off with, man? What song was that, man? That shit was jamming.
Oh, that was my dog, Third World. His new unreleased song that he let me get, but I was like, fucking, I'm putting it on a podcast. I don't care what he says. It's called Save the Kids, man.
I feel it. That shit is fire.
That shit fire.
Video coming soon.
Where we at, man? Where we
going? Oh, shit. I don't fucking know, man. I guess, oh, shit. What we doing today, man? I guess we going to come in hot today, man.
We started off.
We starting in hot? Yeah. To answer your question, I'm doing okay. Life has been, you know.
Yeah.
It's been an all right life for the past 2 weeks.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Well, as always, I guess we starting it like this.
Wait. Just listen.
Good news, everyone.
All right, so, fuck, a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks. I really don't know where to begin. Let's just go in, you know, chronological order. Dave Chappelle was tackled on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, I think like almost 2 weeks ago. So a day or two after we did this. I think it was actually the day we last podcasted. Somebody just had a fake plastic gun with a knife attached to it. I don't know if the knife was like part of it or if he like built it, but basically rushed the stage, tackled Dave Chappelle, and then got swarmed by a bunch of bouncers.
And friends.
Dave Chappelle came out and said
allegedly.
Obviously, like, you know.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, you need friends, baby.
And then Chris Rock made a joke.
Chris ain't got no friends.
Somebody should have came out of the crowd.
Chris Rock was there and actually said something on, like, in the line of, like, oh, I didn't know you invited Will Smith or some shit like that. Like, basically putting a jab at it. And we talked about the Will Smith thing. And you guys think this is connected? Like, not connected, like, they both... But, like, do you think this guy would have had the inspiration to do this had Will Smith not?
He said he was planning on doing something ever to bring awareness for his grandma or some shit. But I feel like Will Smith definitely kind of initiated that shit. Like,
so
he planted that seed, though.
So, basically, planted the seed. So, there's a possibility that this guy was watching the Will Smith thing and, like, fuck, he stole my thunder.
I wouldn't say
I was going to do that.
Because comedians, that shit happened to comedians all the time. Like, it'd be at least two or three of them.
But yeah, not at arenas like that, though.
I'm thinking
Will Smith didn't start anything. I'm thinking that shit started in the soccer circuit. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It started there. And people said, if soccer people can do it, we could do that comedy show.
What do you mean soccer people? Nobody runs on stage and hits a soccer dude.
They run on the field.
Hit a player?
They run on stage and do whatever. They run on stage to touch someone, to grab someone. Basically, they're...
But to inflict violence.
Yeah, we talk about strictly...
I mean, that is some ballsy shit to jump on a field and then just hit an athlete.
I'm sure that's done in the soccer world.
Yeah, I mean, but no disrespect to soccer, but not a lot of people in America watch soccer like
that. Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why no one knows.
At 2 o'clock, just saying.
This is why no one knows. This comes from the soccer world.
But that just happened to DC Young Fly last year in Florida. Nigga walked up on stage.
He got two pieces.
Sometimes you're being funny with the wrong nigga. I mean, if you're going to be a comic, learn how to fight.
Fact. I mean,
learn
how to fight.
If rappers can rap about gangster shit and not knowing how to fight, I think comedians should be able to tell jokes and not know how to fight. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you're gonna hold comedians to a threshold of learn how to fight, like,
I think it's different.
There is a whole business that needs talking to, bro.
Only because as a rapper. Your lies, you want people to believe your lies, right? As a comedian, you're being funny, and comedy is true.
Yeah, but also
So what I mean by that is people can take more offense to comedy than they can to say, you know, I'm fucking smoking on this nigga dead pack. That's just people talking shit. Me saying, ha ha, that's why I fucked your wife. That shit is not comedy. That's real shit. So somebody can get mad about that shit. That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, I get that. I get that. But what I'm saying is Dave Chappelle wasn't telling no jokes about this dude's mom or nothing. Dude just ran up on stage because he wanted to bring awareness.
Is that what we do now?
To his grandma's neighborhood getting gentrified. So in that aspect. What? That's why he did it.
If you're at a event for jokes and you can't take a joke, you don't go, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're really basically, like, in a sense, like victim blaming. Like, this person shouldn't be at a comedy show. Yeah. Like, the comedian shouldn't have to fight in, like, defense.
I get what you're saying. If this nigga just randomly on the sidewalk, like, yeah, like, if your wife's fat, you're like, oh man, I gotta whoop your ass. But if you had a you at this nigga's space, so technically, if you get killed there, I mean, you went to him. You know what I'm saying?
But that happens. That happens at all comedy shows.
There's always a person offended by something in a comedy show. I have an example of when it's appropriate to actually go on stage and hit a comedian. And ironically, it does involve Dave Chappelle. Remember from the Nutty Professor or whatever
that's about it.
Like he was like targeting like that.
But that's what I'm saying. That shit happens all the time.
Shit
like that does not happen like that. That shit happens like that at more comedy shows.
Like, if you look at these, go to a comedy show out here and see if a motherfucker.
That, like, back in the 90s.
When that shit first happened, that was the first meme that them niggas dropped was the fucking Nutty Professor. Yeah. Like, why does shit seem so familiar?
But
the crazy part, you seen dude that did a song like last year called Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Talking about running up on Dave Chappelle at the fucking...
He premeditated that shit, bro. They played a clip of the song.
He was like...
He was running up on that Rose Bowl type of shit.
Like,
Wait, so he's a rapper too?
It's premeditated.
That's what they try to say. He was a rapper.
He ain't no damn rapper. He got chicken wings.
But check. The deepest story for all that to me, because that motherfucker got what he deserved. Like, if we doing a podcast live and you run up on our stage, I'm sorry, dog. We gonna fuck you up.
This whole table going. We gonna fuck you up.
And I'm gonna finish the show. Like, hey man, I had to fuck
you
this nigga up.
You finish the show, stand on his back. Motherfucker. Yo, like a bear rug.
I can see the comment section now. That shit was staged, bro. They needed people. They needed sponsorship, so they staged this shit.
But the deepest story for me is the fact that that same security company is getting sued because I think it was the same security company from Travis Scott's concert. The concert where people got hurt and died, where dude got killed in LA. They were security there and Las Vegas shit as well.
So these guys just suck at security. They can't secure a motherfucking thing. They be security, but they be damn... Smoking weed, watching a lot of motherfucker pockets and shit too.
Like even with the shit by the Draco shit, they like that. Yeah. You know, I guess he was with the, you know, fucking with niggas who dude ain't, you know, ain't necessarily get along with. So they kind of, you know, allegedly.
Security is security. It doesn't matter what color I'm flying.
Hey man, look, y'all. That's why I said that's what you think.
You know, especially LA, the politics.
Yeah, I know, and that's a scary part.
Yeah, you
go. Yeah, them boys definitely trap you up in that thing. Like,
different.
Yeah, you be like, oh yeah, you can't, and then you can't have no pistol in LA like that. Anyway, right.
Nah.
My bad. It's super hard to have a pistol in LA.
But anyone got one?
You can have one like in-house like that. There's just a bunch of... Yeah, it is.
Nah. All right, what else we got, man?
All right, so in chronological order, so what else happened? This happened the same like 2 weeks ago. The Supreme Court leak of Roe versus Wade possibly being overturned.
That's the abortion law, right?
The abortion law. It's basically 50 years of... Over 50 years of being right.
But now it's deeper than that, though, because I think the Roe versus Wade law, like, it's that law, but that, like, that law has blockaded the Republican Party from doing all kind of other sub.
Well, basically, it put it on a federal state, like, almost in comparison. Like, in the 80s, the Supreme Court was like, yeah, you can have interracial marriage. And they put that on the one of the... they didn't say it on the... what's it called? Yeah, like, they're not like, you know, this is, you know... Article 26 of the Constitution, gay marriage did it, but like interracial marriage. But they found like other ways to do it in the sense of like...
those laws.
It's a right of privacy, right of medical, and shit like that.
It's like
So now if this gets overturned, it basically puts each state into its own... you can do what, you know, leave it up to the state. And states are going as far as to saying you can't even travel to go get an abortion. They're basically like, this is one of the things that we've talked about on this show. Like, as Americans,
I realized it was that extreme.
As Americans, we have something that most Americans don't realize because it's such a given to us, is the freedom of travel. You literally, I can do anything I want in any, not anything, but like I can get in my car and drive for 4 days. Nobody's going to stop me unless I do something, you know.
It is a privilege.
It is a huge privilege that we only have. Nobody in any other country has that. Now, girls won't be, you know, even you, like you want to take your girlfriend, whatever, like across a state line to do something that's legal in that state line. Equivalent of like me driving to Vegas to go have, you know.
Well, do you know,
prostitute sex.
On the flip side of that, let's say we're in New York, right? And you're in Vegas and you say, hey, this is God deal with. Yusuf, can you bring her to me? Could you put her in your car and drive her here? And if I drive her to you and you have sex with her, I get charged for white slavery because I trafficked that sex to you. That's called white slavery. That's what pimps get.
Yeah, but you're again, you're going from a legal. Hold on, hold on. You're,
if you beat her up and make her feel bad,
that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant because what you're doing is, hey, beating up, you beat anybody up, you're going to jail. In any state, under any circumstances. But what you're saying is you're taking somebody from a legal state to an illegal state. Yeah. What I'm talking about is going from an illegal state, whereas in your scenario, it would be the opposite. Like, I'm going from New York, like, hey, I want a prostitute. It's like, no, let's go to Vegas where they're illegal. And now you get back to New York, and New York's charging you with New York laws for going to see prostitution.
It's legal in New York.
Well, no, that's it. They're federal.
Well, whatever. You know, I'm using his example. But in the same sense, like it's almost like you traveling to California to go smoke some weed. You come back, state of Atlanta's like, it's illegal here. You're under arrest.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Like, that's basically what's happening. They're using it as a guise of like religious, blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's crazy. So, yeah, so basically they like, yo, even if you a resident of here, you go like a county down the street, which is some states like Augusta is connected to South Carolina. So that shit, you know.
Bro, if you take an Uber across that state line to go get, they can charge the
Uber driver. Yeah.
They can charge like this is like,
they're offering $5,000 rewards and shit.
Yeah,
that's the point that I was making. See how you brought up the Uber, and that's the point.
They starting to $5,000 rewards for information about anybody that whatchamacallit, like give they had abortions and shit like that.
That's crazy.
Texas is crazy. This is actually here. Might as well say it.
That's amazing.
Texas now passed a law that you can sue. This is how crazy Texas. Not related, but this is related than craziness. You can now sue Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever you want, if they block your account to take down your thing. Like, literally, like,
you gotta be a Texas resident?
If you're in Texas and Facebook puts a thing on you, like, hey, you're. Texas can sue. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere. Like, it literally states in their terms of this is a private company that does whatever it, you know. And there are still light laws of stupidity that they know.
Because if you lose in court, don't you got to pay
it's a billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah, I still ain't got my Facebook back. Fuck that. I'm suing. I still ain't got my Facebook back.
Bro, they got a rumor of
shit.
Fuck,
all right. I'm about to move to Texas right now.
And in Texas.
Sandra Bland, brother, they murdered. They wild in Texas.
And what's starting to feel like Texas is, won't be surprised if this happens next in Texas. The Taliban is now forcing women to cover all their faces. And
I thought they'd been doing that.
No, it wasn't like that for the past 12 years.
I'm not super mad about that because some of you bitches is ugly as fuck.
The views of Yusuf do not represent the views of the podcast and its affiliates all sitting over here.
During the pandemic, there's a lot of pretty
absolutely none.
There's a lot of pretty eye women. We take that mask and be like, oh my God, this is a fucking.
We are going to mute his microphone right now, actually.
So, in that case, then maybe some of you ugly mofos need to keep your face covered. I'm just saying, it works for me and you. I'm just saying.
Again, the views of the podcast.
I'm not saying forcible, but if you're ugly, maybe
it's forcible.
Maybe it's a good idea for you to cover that nasty ass face.
It's okay to be ugly. You can be ugly. You can have a nasty face. You don't have to cover it up.
Yeah, I'm all about equality.
This is basically. But hold on. To stick it to Yusuf and his views on this one. Hold on. I didn't finish saying because you cut me off with your input. If a woman is caught uncovered, she can get in trouble. But the person who will more likely get in trouble is her husband or her male chaperone. So if you don't cover your
hog,
let's say you have the finest. Let's say you're dating Rihanna. You can't show that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a flip side. It's
a flip side to everything, man.
Get it, a flyer's gown.
I would think if I was dating Rihanna, I wouldn't want you to see her face. I think that. But I also wouldn't want you to see Flo's face either.
Again, the views of Yusuf.
I'm ashamed of Flo. I don't want you to see her face.
I was going with a between, and then I was like, huh?
I'm ashamed of Flo. Don't see her. Oh, look at the rose in her robe.
Like I said, I am a part of Ugly Gang, so fuck this nigga Yusuf right now. This nigga really came for me on the podcast talking about fuck ugly people, dog.
I am the ugly people.
I too suffer from ugliness.
I am Spartacus.
I've been ugly my whole life, goddammit.
So this was a good story. Not a good story, but I think this is a Lifetime movie in the making. A death row inmate in Alabama escaped. And for the first few days, there was like, it was just him and some guard, female guard that disappeared. And as the days unfolded, turns out they've had a long relationship. And this chick was just like, you know what? Let's get out of here. Like Bonnie and Clyde.
But I don't know. What was weird from the jump is they both had the same last name.
Yeah. They weren't related, but it's like, definitely, I was going to point that out. They both had the same. Like, and what's funny is like every news story I saw about it specifically was like, no relation. An Alabama inmate facility.
Nobody's gonna marry my sister but me.
Anyway, my sister good but Mike.
She helped him escape, and they got caught, and she basically was like, "I'm not going out," and killed herself.
Self-inflicted wound.
Shit.
And now he's back on death row. So he should have just.
To add on top of that, last night, three juvenile inmates got escaped prison. I can't remember where our juvenile detention center with the help of a 21-year-old guard. I can't remember. But
yeah, they gained the fuck.
Were they friends?
Yeah.
Were they friends?
I don't know. It was just
what I was wondering. Like, hey,
cousins?
Yeah. Yo, bro, come get a job over here.
I was gonna say this for crime time. Guess that crime, but I'll go ahead and tell y'all right now. It was three black dudes and one white chick.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Oh, they were friends.
They went to high school together.
They did that.
They were friends.
They did that.
They had a
the white chick helped them out?
Yeah, the white chick was the
guard. Long-standing relationship.
They knew from high school.
Long-standing. Three young dread-headed.
And I bet you when they all get caught, they're going to say, oh, they kidnapped her. She was a victim.
Nah.
Ain't shit going to happen to her.
Somebody going to be like, she loved it at me.
Nah.
They're going to say they influenced her. They influenced her and they manipulated her.
She was down to help.
Three black kids and one white lady. Oh, yeah.
She was down to help. She's mm-hmm. for the cause.
Mm-hmm. She is, but I'm saying
they gonna charge her like a nigga. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Why you think the one he just talked about damn killed herself? Yeah,
so she knows what she was getting in for.
No, but see, she had the white man get free.
Like hell no.
So that she had the white man.
That was her. She knew what was happening.
If that was a black dude and her, she wouldn't have killed herself, and they'd have walked her away to the motherfucking police car and said, "Well, tell me what happened. How'd he do it?
He held a knife to my neck every day for 6 months.
Look around this motherfucker.
He scared me.
I don't think so, dog.
Shit.
The views of Flames P is not necessarily.
That's just reality.
That's the first time for you, Flames. Your views are very important to us. You can't have you branching off.
I ain't even saying nothing crazy. I'm just saying that shit. The white woman gonna get off.
I
do agree with him on this one. Like, the white woman could be like, they kidnapped me, and the court would be like, some jury would be like,
that sounds plausible. Yes, that sounds plausible.
Okay, I understand what y'all saying, but there's security footage of her being like, oh, no, here you go. Like, come on out. Like,
she was afraid.
Come on, guys.
She was afraid.
That would be shit.
She felt pressure.
All right.
When Raheem's brother went to his house.
What state did this happen in?
It was in like Alabama.
Raheem's brother went to his house. She felt pressure.
They about to throw the book at that girl, dog. In Alabama, one thing they definitely don't like is interracial relationships, dog.
Oh, yeah, they might do that.
Like, no, but we're saying down there. Like,
you either with them or with us.
Pick it.
I understand what you're saying, dog.
I know.
But the shit.
I'm standing
maybe in Cali, they would have been like, nah, we're going to throw the book at them, but we're going to let her off. But
you also forget this.
You just as scum as them.
Listen,
you a lover.
When all this shit go down,
you know what's worse than a nigga?
A nigga lover.
But hold on. You guys are using that defense.
Where'd you find, man?
Hold on.
I'm telling you, dog.
What Frank and I are saying, her defense could be like, they made me do this. Like, they intimidated me. They scared me. They threatened me. And in Alabama, a white jury would be like, we believe you. We're going to
give them the death penalty now.
Death penalty for you. You, here's a cupcake. Enjoy your weekend.
Nah, she'll get like 10 years. Assistant.
So, we'll give an update on this.
We will have enough.
That's not an expunge.
That's a federal offense.
10 years time thrown out.
That's a federal offense. And the fans don't play with that shit, though. That's a federal offense, so I'm gonna go with the feds for 100, Alex.
We're not, we're not. So like I said, when we give an update, like you just said, we give an update when this shit happened.
But yeah, what else?
What else happened? Oh, so some weird shit to go around Elon. Elon twists about a mysterious death. If he just like you know, like I guess like the Illuminati kills him or something like that. He gave Twitter to. Somebody else, like some dudes, like, well, can I have Twitter if they do that? And he's like, okay. And then a day later, he tweets about backing up out of deal. Basically, he's like, I'm not going to buy until I know how many bots are on Twitter. And that's kind of hard to know an exact number.
Yeah, for real.
So it's almost sounding like he's backing out of.
Yeah, he just
or he's trying to find reasons to get out of
bro,
it.
He
now.
Just wanted the headline.
He was scared.
He just wanted the headline.
And someone called him.
This could have relation to it or it cannot. But Bitcoin has dropped pretty much 50% in value.
Man,
in the
everything
past
has dropped
since the
like
last
50%.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, everything.
Yeah, but Bitcoin has
everything.
When has it fucking dropped, my boy?
Everything. I noticed Tesla like.
All right. There is. Young Thug is in the
yeah. Well, I was gonna say
the
that
news. I mean, I'm sure we should
gonna,
talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I was gonna say that for Too Woke for Sleep, but yeah, we can. Go
we could, I was gonna save the Flintstones thing for Too Woke for Sleep.
We can add that to yeah.
Which one do you want
to go?
Which one?
Just go.
I think Young Thug says it's a RICO case. They're literally charging a rapper with a RICO case. That's like reserved for mob bosses.
But it's state. Let's say, like, allegedly, right now it's state. That's the best thing that can happen for that case is it being state. Because if the feds picking up, it's hard to see, boy. 90-something percent.
The feds are picking up if it's across state lines. If he's like, hey, like there was the phone calls of him, like, asking.
Or if the state got enough. Because if the state has enough, the feds will come in and be like, oh, look at this nice case that's handed to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how they get a lot of this shit.
Because what happens is a lot of times is people will get charged federal or state wise, the state will drop it, and the feds will be like, you know what? Nah, I think we're going to look at this.
Yeah, we're going to look into it a little bit more.
They do that a lot with hate crimes.
Yeah.
That's like hate crime laws, like what happened in
Buffalo.
No, we'll get to that later. But Ahmaud Arbery here in Georgia. I can't remember the name of the city.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, basically, they didn't do anything. So the federal, first it didn't. The federal was like, we're doing a hate crime charge. And even after we found
guilty,
like, we still have this.
Yeah, matter of fact, that is what happened. The state dropped the charges, and then the feds was like,
feds came in and the state picked back up.
Let's go. Let's get this. Yeah, so I don't know, man. Like, it's just tough. Like, there's a lot of stuff floating around. I don't really want to speculate too much on that situation. But I know that they're already saying that they want to use his lyrics and, and his, and his things, and some of the lyrics that they was pulling up, I was like, God damn, dog. Like, God damn, nigga.
He's like giving him like, yo, did like, you shoot
he was
bullets?
Like, he was like, everybody know I did it. Fuck the cops, the jurisdiction, something. I paid a lawyer. He get rid of all the killings. I was like, oh, shit.
Bro, like,
what
happened to
him? Like, here's the thing, though. They have phone calls. They have phone calls of him, like, asking people, like, did you rough him up, shoot him, blah, blah, y'all getting soft. And lyrics. So it's basically.
Allegedly, they have phone calls of that, and they have phone calls of him contacting other like national blood gangs, talking about like let's link up and fucking. It was like, yeah,
that can make it federal.
They said he's been under wiretap since 2015.
This motherfucker's basically like, yo, in 2015 at Lenox Mall, I shot motherfucker in the face. Like,
to me, everybody under wiretap until it's your until you do some bad
but
shit.
But hold on, here's the thing:
2015. Let's go back to his motherfucking car law.
You are, but
I was saying that shit the other day.
Technically, everything is listened. Like, it could be saved technically, but what can be held against you is basically like they can listen to me saying I'm not confessing to 1,000 murders if it's an illegal.
Yes,
basically they can take it to a judge. But hey, we got this illegal thing. We just need him to talk about it again because that won't hold in court, or they have to fake that they got the warrant earlier.
Yeah. You the one. But either way, man, like all I know is I never understood, you know, like that fucking, I never understood, I thought the whole point of getting millions of dollars is to get out the fucking hood in a good way.
You would think, right?
Like that's my generation. My generation, we grew up where it was like, yo, nigga, you gotta get out the hood, make as much money as you can, get out the hood, still do for the hood, but don't be in the hood.
But can I speak on that?
Be realistic. Way? You know what I'm saying?
Can I speak on that, though? And the reason I think it changed, because these niggas get that shit so quick now, like with the streams. And like, if you come out there and you get one song, you still in the hood and you got fucking $1 million in your bank account. Like in a day or two, you know what I'm saying? Like as soon as I think happens like so much more overnight than like, different. You know what I'm saying?
But with $1 million, but here's the thing, I get that. But in the same vein, like,
if we out here doing gang activity right now, then if I get $2 million, we gonna do way more gang shit, nigga.
Yeah, I kind of like
we about to get all the big guns. Another
so level. That's
gonna.
I don't know. Like
now we got.
That actually brings us to 2-0 for sleep.
No, but hold on. We still got one more thing with the NPR. And yeah, yesterday it happened. It was something that's tragedy. It's another fucking hate crime in this country. 18-year-old male who I don't want to know his fucking name, we're just going to call him piece of shit, walked into a grocery store in Buffalo killing 10 people, 8 of them black women, 2 of them, they didn't say.
What the fuck is that?
But there is talk of him, like, pointing a gun at, like, a white guy, and the white guy being like, oh my God, please don't kill me, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean you, and, like, just continuing, like, deliberately targeted...
Despite the
he
bullying.
Said he had nigger written on the top piece of his gun. Like, they showed a picture.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they showed a picture. Like, yeah, you know, like he got the scope on the front piece.
Yeah.
He had nigger written on it.
This guy.
Just fight the bully. Fight the guy who hurt you.
I'm sorry.
It's more than that, no. It's not a bully. This guy probably never met a black guy in his life, to be honest.
Bro, I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man. A lot of people know me. Like, the Charleston 9, that shit was like. Direct, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went to that church, dog. Like, all those was my people, you know what I'm saying? So, like, so when I hear shit like this, that shit just brings up memories from what the fuck happened. Like, and I'm not saying that I'm numb to this shit, but, like, these motherfuckers ain't gonna stop these motherfuckers, man.
Nope.
They ain't gonna stop these motherfuckers, so what the fuck, dog? What the fuck? That's why I say, man, you either take one of these motherfuckers out. You know what I'm
saying? But here's the thing, it's not even...
What the fuck do you do, dog? You at the grocery store, dog. This motherfucker went to the... You know who go to the grocery store? Motherfuckers who need groceries, cuz.
Yeah,
women and old ladies.
Well, like, yeah, what the basically, fuck, yeah. Bro?
And kids.
Hungry people.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Humans.
Yeah,
humans. Trying to support their families. Feed their families.
Like, what the
this
fuck,
This motherfucker
bro?
Drove, I think it was 200 miles. Like, more is coming out, like... He's been talking about it online, planning it online. He even put a GoPro on his helmet and
he was live streaming it.
I was just saying, but I don't know what GoPro.
That shit was popping up on my timeline. I was like, man, I'm not watching that shit. Bro.
I can never watch it like that.
I don't want to see that shit, bro. Like, I'm good, bro. Like, don't even put that shit in my fucking.
Yeah, don't glorify that shit by watching it.
Algorithm, bro. Like, please don't, bro. Like, dog, because that's the type of shit right there, dog. Like, that's why I say when motherfuckers come to me, be like, oh man, it's so hard. You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. It's like, bro, like, you ain't a black motherfucker in this world, bro. Like, everybody else. Gets justice when they get killed, bro. We the only motherfuckers that don't get justice, bro.
We don't get shit.
We don't get shit, bro.
We don't get shit. We just get kicked, stomped. And this shit ain't even here. It's all over the world.
Do you remember when he got suspended in the 12th grade for that fight?
Facts.
They said he smelled like weed.
Like, what the fuck? Like, yo, this nigga daddy was a crack dealer. Like, they ain't got nothing on me. They got to call. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. You ain't got nothing on me, so you got to get my pops? Like, his uncle's third cousin on his daddy's side that he ain't really related to was a big-time dealer. Yeah. It's like, what? Like, what this got to do with the boy?
Right.
What the fuck? What the fuck this shit got to do with the victim? Nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, dog. Like, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but that shit just really irks my nerves that we at this point in this world, that shit is really, and it's really been like this, you know what I'm saying? But now it's amplified a lot more, especially with these automatic weapons and shit like this, that these motherfuckers just building off the streets and shit. Like, and you can't get these weapons off the street, so I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, man, let's get these guns off the street, because that ain't never going to happen. Yeah. I'm a realist, dog. You to get every gun off the street? No, nigga.
No, I'm gonna just buy my own.
Yeah, you know?
I got some too, nigga. Yeah, facts. What we gonna do?
Facts, bro. Because what else am I gonna do?
Well, I mean, I know we can never get every gun off, but That seems more. It seems more plausible to get every gun off the street.
You know how many motherfuckers. Hold on. You know how many motherfuckers. Hold on. I'm
getting
sorry.
Guns off the street won't
gonna,
change anything.
I'm gonna let you finish. But how many motherfuckers that's gonna die trying to get? You know how many people that will die if motherfuckers try to get every gun off the street?
Again, I'm not an anti-gun person. I like guns. I think they should be able to. But I'm saying. It would probably be easier and more save more lives. I'm sure people will go out with in the blaze of glory trying to get guns off, you know, if you come to take their guns. I'm not saying no. But in the long run, I guarantee you, it would probably be easier to get all the guns off the streets because it's been seen to be done. Other countries have done it. But I don't see any – hold on. I don't see any viable solution to
crazy people.
What's happening? Because it keeps like, hey, if we keep giving people more guns, it'll solve itself. Good guys with the guns, and it's like we have that carry open carry now in Georgia. Anybody can carry their gun. Ever since they, hold on, there's not been a single good guy with a gun. There's been like an altercation between two people that have ended in gunfights. Again, I'm not an anti-gun person, but I don't see any viable.
Yeah, that shit been happening though. That's
but it's
saying.
Even more now. It's like every day. You hear, you don't hear people in the Target shooting.
Now niggas can just have their guns out. Have their guns out. That's why they did it, because niggas was like, "Yo, they was like, yo, look, everybody got a pistol. We might as well just let these motherfuckers show that they got a pistol." Right.
But you know, you still can't show. But it's basically like,
that's why that law happened, bro.
But hold on, it's a difference. It's not just that. It's also leaving in the car where the guns are getting broken into and stolen. That's how you get a lot of illegal guns on the street.
But that's why they.
So that. But hold on. So you can now hold it. So now, when you're in Target, before your gun was in the car. Now it's on you. Not saying you. Okay. I'm saying the majority of people. This isn't about just you guys and how you feel. It's the majority of, you know, just Georgia. It's not just in Atlanta. This is white Georgia. This is black Georgia.
Imagine if the man with the assault rifle came into.
But again, hold on.
And everyone had their gun.
But. Yeah, the guy would get shot, then the police would show up and shoot the person who shot him.
Not necessarily.
No, yes, hold on again. You're saying not necessarily, but what I'm speaking of is statistics. Like
only if he's black.
Exactly. Only if he's black. And
I think if he most shot likely, three people in
well, I can give you a dozen stories right now where the cops shoot the good guy when they get there.
Yeah, and then
I can give you more stories of that than the good guy walking away. So hey, I was a good guy. Congratulations. Here's a trophy.
I have a question. So if in a perfect world we get rid of guns, then we turn like the other countries and now you have people with bombs strapped on their chest like, fuck this school.
Again,
100 people.
It's in a perfect world.
Right? It's going to happen. Yeah.
Yes. Once it's guns crazy are, people. You have to get rid of every weapon to do it. But again, we don't have a bomb problem in this country. We don't have a stabbing problem in this country.
Because we have guns.
We have a gun problem in this country.
Whoa. All I'm saying is I believe that if
I'm not again saying
guns,
no guns. I'm not here saying take the Second Amendment. I'm just
saying is
being a
realist. I believe that if we got rid of guns, then people wouldn't come and shoot up the mall. They just come and blow
I
it up.
Say that
no, they wouldn't in a sense because it doesn't happen in other countries.
But I say
sure
that this,
it does.
That I say
no,
this
you
country
can't
has
go
a,
off of what other countries do. No, we America. We totally different.
That's another. That is another tangent. I'm not all taken apart. But here's the difference between having a gun and making a bomb and stabbing and everything. A gun is really easy.
Bro, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let me make my point. This is what I'm saying. This country don't have a gun problem. It has a mental problem.
Yeah.
Shit ain't about guns. You got people rolling. You seen a motherfucker in New York just rolling up stabbing random motherfuckers or doing all kind of shit. It ain't again, the gun. The guns just make it easier for the crazy people. That's it. I but mean, I'm still going to be fucking crazy.
It is a good...
People want to murder people.
And I agree with you, but you're trying to tell us that they don't have these thoughts in other countries. Like, there's not people who are... You know what I mean? Like, the difference is it's easier to do when you have a gun. It makes it much easier.
The amount of undiscovered America is... It makes it hard to be like, there ain't no guns, dog. Like, I'm telling you, dog. Mm-hmm. And America has had so many fucking serial killers, dog, and shit. And then I'm from the South, dog. I could never, ever in my life sit here and in goodwill say, hey, every gun should be off the fucking street.
I'm not saying that.
A motherfucker shouldn't have guns or whatever the fuck. No, dog, because I am from the motherfucking South. I done seen situations. My brother was in a situation that had he had been able to have his gun, he would be here with us today. So I would never be like,
again,
yo,
but,
take the motherfucker's gun
again,
away.
Again, I'm
that,
not,
dog.
Trent,
fuck
what,
that. If a motherfucker
nobody is saying take a gun away. What I'm saying is like, in this situation that happened with that, there is no gun. So to protect, in the situation with no guns around, there's nobody coming in with a gun, is what I'm saying.
But those,
like there will always be the small percent. But it does. I'm saying, like, Australia did away with its guns.
But like I said, we
they don't. They still have knife attacks. They still have gang attacks.
Australia, they're in the middle of the fucking ocean. I am. Bro.
Hold on. Again, you guys are sitting here saying, like, I'm saying, get rid of guns. The only thing I am saying is that the getting rid of the guns is the only solution there is.
Okay,
but
there isn't another one. Give me another one. Give people more guns.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that sounds nice when you're comparing it to Europe and shit. This is America. This is a totally different. This is a totally different world, dog. This is a totally different dog. The country that the America that everybody sit there and project to other countries, dog. Black Americans know what the fuck America is, dog. Like, so I will never sit here and say that that could ever happen, dog. I will never delude myself into believing that America could take every single fucking gun from motherfuckers who have guns. So I'm not gonna believe that, dog.
It's never gonna happen.
Let me be able to carry my motherfucking gun then, though. That's all I give a fuck about then, though.
I think I've been doing that.
Like, word.
But I'm saying.
If everybody. So it don't matter, dog. I understand what you're saying, bro. But as a black American, dog, we live in a totally different world, bro. We live in a totally different world. The veil has been off since birth, dog. We never had that veil that everybody gets to the world. That's like, oh, America this. Whether it's an immigrant from a different country, oh, America, you could be great things. Like, no, dog. We was born in this motherfucking country, came in this country saying, you ain't gonna be shit. Matter of fact, we hope you die. Your mom might fucking die when she give birth to you because we ain't gonna give her the proper attention. We ain't gonna give her the proper C-sections. We ain't gonna give them the proper birth, dog. So don't tell me, dog, that America's gonna take fucking guns off the street, bro.
I'm not saying that. America don't give a fuck
about its citizens, dog. Ever. For America to take guns off the street, that means it gives a fuck about its citizens, dog. And I can never sit here and say America gives a fuck about its citizens.
Never once said take the guns off the street.
Ever.
Never once said that.
So I'm not surprised by none of this shit,
saying, take the guns away.
No, I'm saying it's the...
You're saying how do you fix the problem?
Exactly. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's one solution. That's one problem. That's one thought out there.
No, it is mental. I feel like it is mental.
No, it is. But what I'm saying is there's mentality. We're not the only country that has mental problems.
But we're the one with the most.
But we're the only ones that are getting shot up and everything like that. Like, there has to be another solution. It's never going to be take the guns off the street.
Listen to me.
I don't think you guys are listening to me.
I don't want to go back. I don't want to keep on debating on this. I want to move on to Too Woke for Sleep. So this is what I'm going to say, and then I'll let you rebut on it.
And let me finish my NPR, and then we'll go.
This is NPR. This is what I'm saying, bro. This is what I'm saying. You comparing America, a relatively new country, to all these other countries that's been established. Canada's totally different, dog. They ruled by the French, so they kind of like under like that French kind of way of living and shit like that. America is different, dog. You have a melting pot of everybody's different culture saying, hey, this is our land. We ain't changing our culture. This is how it's going to be. So now all these laws that are going into effect is to adapt to everybody's culture, dog. So it doesn't matter what we believe, all that shit. Because pretty soon, there's going to be so much cancel culture on all. Everything's just going to be, you could be able to do whatever the fuck you want. I mean, what else is there going to be, dog? Everybody ain't going to be happy, dog. And that's what we said. That's what we saying about this gun shit in America, dog. Y'all, the motherfuckers who are anti-guns, anti-like, oh, well, we got to get them off the street. Dog, that shit ain't going to happen. I hate to be the motherfucker to tell you, dog,
I've said it's not going to happen since I began conversation.
Under the Obama administration, that shit came out that the CIA had a fucking truckload of guns with trackers on it, and they sold it to motherfuckers in Chicago, but they forgot to turn the trackers on. So all these motherfucking military-grade weapons that was supposed to go to Iraq and shit is in Chicago, bro. Like, the CIA got caught doing this shit, bro. Like, so you telling me that the government wants to take the guns off the street is ludicrous?
No, I'm not. Who are you arguing with? Who are you? Because I never said take the guns off the street.
But what I'm saying is your mindset is like...
So why aren't you listening to what I'm saying?
Because you're saying other countries do it. Because other countries' governments actively try to take the guns off the street. Our government is putting the guns on the street.
Preach to them, brother.
Yeah, but I'm
just so they can have the appearance of giving it off the street.
All I said is the left has one solution. The right solution to put more guns on the street isn't working. So to have all these guns and everybody carry guns, we're only going to see more of this. That's all I'm saying. There's no way we're going to get guns off the street. I agree with you 100%. I even started this with saying I am pro-gun. I like guns.
When you say,
I'm just giving you a thought process. of the options are get rid of all the guns, put more guns on the street.
I would think that if you know for a fact that this guy across the room has a gun in his pocket and you know I have a gun in my pocket, you would think, you know what? I don't really want any problems.
I'm gonna let that live.
We can kill each other. So I would think that would make people shoot less.
That is a very
only
logical.
We all believe we can die at any second. So we're all like, you know what? It's not that. Yeah, you know what? My bad, bro. It's not that serious. But look, but I can kill you anytime I want. You can kill me anytime you want. I would think that would.
I mean, every army knows that the other army has a
even
gun.
Even before this law passed,
no, I understand. But
you go in the city.
I'm just talking about those encounters.
Them young boys got them things sticking out them side.
I'm gonna tell you like this: me and this man have been in plenty of places where we got our shit chucked, and young boys got them out, and
hell,
I'm just like,
yeah,
this doesn't even look good.
Hell, nigga,
so
everywhere.
So the reason why I carry every day is because when I first moved to Atlanta, I got rid of my guns in New York because I'm like, bringing them down here is crossing federal lines. I don't want no problems.
Crazy.
Look, I don't want no problems. I gave them away. Came down here. I go to a barbershop. And I'm looking around. And if there's 20 people in the barbershop, 15 got guns on them. And I'm one of the guys who don't.
Thank you.
And I'm one of the guys who don't.
Thank you.
And I said, I don't like this. Do you know why I don't like this? It's like, all right, we're all lions in the jungle. But my claws is fucked up. So we ain't really fighting out here. We're not really fighting. I got what you got, except my claws is fucked up.
I'm declawed.
Yeah,
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, you should have the gun. Everybody else is packing. You need to protect yourself. But what you're not seeing is the bigger picture. If you walk into a barbershop and nobody has a gun, then there's a lesser chance of gun violence.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, like, obviously take the guns out of the good people and leave up. I'm talking about it has to be like, nobody if there isn't a gun in the world, you can't get shot by a gun. That's the bigger.
But the barber got a blade.
It's never going to happen.
But understand that.
And I get.
There's always been something. Weapons through the
and
test
I get,
of
hold
time.
On, I get, and I get it.
No,
hold on, hold on.
Something.
And again, I'm not saying that it's going to magically make the world violence-free and everything. What I'm just saying is guns are getting easier to use. 100 years ago, when everybody had a gun, you can only shoot 5 rounds.
They got to load that bitch up.
Before you get shot back. You know what I mean? Now, you can let off 100 clips before 100 fucking rounds. Before anybody can even react. I'm just saying, like.
I got all day. I got 100 of them.
Like, it's you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying guns are bad. I'm saying the way we've.
The culture
of guns is bad.
I understand what you're saying.
Guns don't kill people. People kill
As a black southerner, I grew up, my dad kept his guns unlocked in the cabinet. Like, hey, boy, you ever touch them motherfuckers, I'm going to bust your ass. Dog, and I ain't never. But he'd be like, I'm going
to
show you how to use them, all that shit. I had a .22 when I was like,
again,
hey,
that's gun.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
We talked about this on the last. Hold on, we talked about this on
the
last.
American way to have a gun.
But hold on, we talked about this.
My dad taught me how to hunt, gather all that shit.
That is the American way. We're not. That's a survival's way. It's in Europe. Everything. But there's a difference in what that is. Again, gun culture. That is proper gun education culture. This is what guns have always been in every country since the beginning of America. Now it's not that. It's just buy guns. Have a dozen. 2 dozen guns in the house. Don't know any safety. Again, we talked about this on the last episode. The number one killer of children now in this country is accidental gun firing. Meaning, like, the kid left the gun in the thing. Dad was cleaning the gun next door. Or like, basically, people being stupid with guns.
Yeah.
It's almost like giving everybody a fucking Ferrari and not teaching anybody how to drive.
I mean, just stop giving stupid people guns.
Exactly.
That's what I feel like, dog. We got to move on, dog, because we done been on this shit.
Yes, we have been on that for a while.
So we got to go on the motherfucking.
I did want to say one thing, because this is actually, it's actually a funny thing. This is two things that are actually kind of funny. Now in Britain, it is illegal. It is part sexual harassment to call a man bald.
I like it.
That's good.
Too, as a
bull man. I figured you two would like it. And then the second one was a receipt was sold for $150 million for an invisible art selling. So basically, let me start from the beginning. In 1950, somebody held an invisible art gallery.
The first NFT.
The before that, it was basically like nothing. Like you come in and just look at air and be like, this is the Montclair piece or whatever. And people bought this invisible art. And last week, a receipt for this invisible art sold for $150 million.
So the receipt has become the art.
But hold on, here's the kicker.
Tastes like the receipt is like, the art now.
The receipt became the art, though. That's what it sounds like to me. Oh.
There we go. Here's the kicker of it. The receipt hasn't been seen yet. So nobody is that dude paid.
We gonna send a PayPal.
Send a QuickBooks invoice. Boy, I'd be so mad that motherfucker sent a QuickBooks invoice.
Guess, like, no, nigga, I need the actual receipt, nigga. Like,
not QuickBooks.
Yeah, this is the receipt.
This is the receipt. This is the receipt.
$150 million.
Oh, you thought I meant? You thought I meant that receipt? You thought I meant that receipt? No, this. I didn't say receipt.
That shit gonna come out. He gonna make a fucking.
Oh, yo, if that's not a scam, imagine this dude was like, all right, I'm going to make this invisible art scam. And then years from now, motherfuckers are going to even make more money off of this invisible art scam.
Wait, do you remember the self-destructing art?
No.
Oh, the one that cleaned itself?
Banksy sold a piece of art, and then at the art gallery, some weird shit happened where some blades came out and shredded the art.
Oh, no, he put after it was bought, he put... in the frame or wherever it was, there was a shredder underneath.
Yeah, so he shredded the
art. So once it bought, everybody's looking at it. They just literally shredded it all in the pieces.
Shredded it after you bought
it. But here's the thing of that. Like, now taking that shredded piece.
What? We fighting.
Here's the thing. You take that shredded piece, you Scotch tape it together, you put it on the wall, you can sell it for twice as much.
I didn't even do that.
The art is art.
I'm putting it in a pile.
Take a sculpture.
That's art, nigga.
Make it a scroll.
Nigga, that's art, nigga. Put it in a pile.
It's like an open face scroll.
All right, man.
And that was NP Orin.
NP Orin, get him, y'all.
God damn, man. Shit. You know what time
it was?
It
was a lot.
Man.
That was a lot. I like
it. That's a no short.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Why am I doing that? Why is it doing that?
Because we're assembling to be woke. Good news, everybody. We woke. And Bjorn is taking over.
I know. The motherfucker took over the whole show, motherfucker. That's appropriate. That was an appropriate intro for
this was a solo. This was a solo. Solo by Orin.
Whoa, whoa. All right, man. Ladies and gentlemen, this week on Too Woke for Sleep, man. All right, somebody told me this week, because we was talking about the YSL RICO case and shit, and it was like, yo, a RICO case is the equivalent of your girl having all the screenshot messages and the other girl's confessions of you cheating.
Whoa.
Well, say that again. Say it one more time.
You're done for, bro.
I said,
what do you say to that?
Hold on. So a RICO case is the equivalent of your girl having all the screenshot messages and all the other girl's confessions of you cheating.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, yes. You don't even fight that. You just sit there and just beg for forgiveness.
You're like, what the fuck?
No. What? How did you do this?
She got pictures.
Wait, video? She told you?
Like, gifts?
Wait, she told
receipts?
You? She confessed that we was doing something? What? No, she said this, right?
I'm calling you. I need a lawyer. I need my lawyer to break me out of this. Whoa. Well, look at the screenshots.
Wait, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, look at that. And disappear and never come back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That sounds like a rom-com in the making. Like, I know he's cheating on me.
You'll never see me.
Get all the girls together. They all become best friends and shit like that.
Investigation.
Yeah, they got
investigation.
Investigating
this.
We're going to get him with the RICO. Yeah.
That's Die Something Tucker. Die Something Tucker.
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
That's what that is. It was already.
Oh, is it? Tucker Something Must Die or something like that, yeah.
All the girls that got together, let them know, yeah, we know, bitch. Yeah.
Damn, dog. But yeah, I was like, yeah, that was kind of equivalent, dog, of a RICO case, dog.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, nigga, RICO cases.
They got you.
Yeah, because they made that for the mobs back in the day. Like, when they couldn't get the mob boss actually getting his hands dirty, they was like, all right, well, if we know for a fact you signed off on that shit, we get to blame you for everything.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, nigga.
Like, what?
Like, holy shit, cuz. Like, he's like, all right. Like, I got everything.
And then the money laundering and shit.
The money laundering.
Because they can never really get you on the crimes, for real.
Yeah, the money laundering is what they really get you for.
Yeah, that shit, they be...
This is amazing how this is happening.
Which actually holds kind of funny in comparison, like... Whereas the mob is like actually like the business is killing and doing all the illegal shit, and they're able to keep that clean. And the only way they get them is just on the profits and the money that they have and they can't hide.
Like, how'd you get
Whereas
this stuff?
Whereas what happened to Young Thug, he's like... he has a legal business. He's a rapper who makes millions off of his legal rapping. and they literally got him on tap saying all the, you know, basically the opposite.
Allegedly.
Of allegedly.
That is funny, yo.
I mean, bro, it's a RICO case. It is hard to get away from that.
Yeah, I hate to say allegedly when it comes to a RICO case, but allegedly.
Allegedly.
Ain't nobody been found guilty yet.
So. I just think that DA rushed into this shit. Because she had her back was against the wall. She had no choice but to do something.
Could be, but they said they've been investigating them since 2015.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Since the whole Wayne shoot.
But what I'm saying is, the
buses were really... But then they said what cranked it up is the fact that one of the dudes on YSL shot that cop back in February.
That's what backed her up against the wall, because they gave him a bond and she couldn't... She was under too much heat. And that was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
I think it's crazy that they're trying to pin them with like 50 bodies. It's like, yo, man, now you just like, yo, fuck it. We ain't got no convictions on none of these shit.
Before the little set of charges. Crazy.
There was one of the things saying that in the spike of like, you know, like let's say crime sits like here on the level, but then like there's like a spike in it. Or whatever, in that spike, she was saying that like 75% of that spike was related to him. Really? Can you imagine that? Like, that is a fuck ton.
Yeah, hold on. And then the boy showed the lyrics, I ain't never killed nobody, but I got something to do with that body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds. I said, oh shit, nigga. Like, I'm sitting there like, boy, this nigga lawyer, like,
He need Method Man to get
out
of this one.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, that shit deeper than that shit.
No, it is, but...
It is. I mean, they can't convict you. He's an artist.
No, but they use the record. But anytime the lyrics is relatable to the crime, even if the song came out...
Bobby Smurder.
You know what I'm saying?
Like they can literally look at that one that...
They Bobby Smurder like
that. The one that when it's like he's at Lennox or whatever, I shot him at Lennox. Like they can literally look at a phone call that he made to somebody that's suspectedly there and then be like, look...
That's that Key and Peele skin.
We have that. Now we have...
That nigga said, I shot him and I put him in the trunk. It was in the interrogation room. Nigga hit play. Nigga was like, yeah, it was just me and Brandon. And we... Nigga said, then I saw, like, he just said the whole crime. Nigga just sitting there like, nah. No, that shit was hilarious.
They got the phone calls to match up with the fucking songs, dog.
And that's hilarious.
Like, listen, we talked about this earlier. Like, you know, I get it. If you get like $1 million, you're up in, you know, like you've always grown up around crime. All of a sudden you have a fuck ton of money because of some song you did. And yeah, it's hard to leave that life of crime. I'm not going to sit here. But my mental dilemma is like, why pursue it harder? You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't this, like, gangster. You know, he wasn't, like, this Don, you know, like...
But you know what?
Ricoable when he was just a gangster. Now he's got this money. And he's like, let me flip this money and become...
You know what?
Yeah.
Rico statue.
Flame said something a couple, like, on season one or two of the podcast when back when, might have been two, when 6ix9ine got out. He was like, man, that boy working for them people. And another part of the Too Woke for Sleep this week was the fact that every time somebody... had interactions with him. Everybody that had interactions with that boy is now either in federal prison or under investigation by somebody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody, like, since he's come out, everybody that he's tweeted and they've responded to the beef or, you know, to his instigation, his initiation has been under investigation or is in jail. 42 Doug, and the feds just came out this week and said the only reason we even started looking for 42 Doug is because he started beefing with 6ix9ine.
And they just raided O Block, too. They just raided O Block. They about to get a little Durk ass on that shit.
The motherfuckers, I'm telling you, and the thing about is... But the thing is, they might be, because if you look at a lot of these YouTube documentaries, these motherfuckers, dog,
these niggas is real detectives,
dog, and never been to the state of Alabama or Georgia or Alabama or Chicago. I'm talking about, dog, you can literally watch the documentary right now, and they got dates, who did the crime, when it did it, like, yeah, according to this and all that. It's just like, what the fuck, dog? I'm telling you, dog, so all these fucking cops is doing is being like, oh, yeah, dog, y'all niggas is giving us the case. Like, okay, so we just gonna... double check this information here.
Play the music. We gonna play the music and be like, yup, he did say that.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, dog. Like,
I know we get to push buttons.
Gotcha, bitch, dog.
Gotcha, bitch.
I'm telling you, dog. Yo. So y'all niggas, dog, that's why I love my generation, because like Lil Wayne, one of the greats of my generation, said, real G's move in silence like lasagna.
Wait, what like is that? What? Wait, like, how does lasagna move?
Like the G in lasagna.
The G in lasagna.
Oh, like the G in lasagna. Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, you sound like the G in lasagna. Mm.
I was like, lasagna doesn't move.
It does go. You shake it. Yeah. Yo, is lasagna a casserole or is it lasagna?
It's definitely a casserole.
It's a casserole.
It's a casserole. It's a like right? A pasta casserole,
it's a casserole. You know what makes lasagna, it? You know what makes it a casserole? It being cooked in
that casserole. I never had a casserole, nigga. What's a casserole?
Anything cooked in that casserole bowl and happens to be warm. I mean, that's a casserole.
You made macaroni and cheese in the casserole.
That's a casserole. That's macaroni and cheese casserole.
Hot dog is a sandwich, bro. It's, as long as it's not, it's a different form. I know exactly.
I think I have three or more ingredients to be a casserole.
No, all I did the research. All it has to I did the research. All it has to be is cooked in a casserole bowl. And it has to be warm, and that classifies it as a casserole. I did the research.
Bullshit.
Google face.
So I can put soup in a fucking casserole dish and be like, this is casserole. And like, oh, that's casserole. Soup, bro.
It ain't gazpacho.
That's soup.
It's
a
soup casserole.
I thought casserole has to have, like, it has to
three
have
ingredients, right?
Like, at least two. We're going with at least two.
Google it. Don't believe me. Look at your phone. It says somebody. It says it has to be in the casserole bowl and warm.
Two would be macaroni and cheese. That's why you guys say. That's why I said three.
No, that's even like four. You got salt. You got fucking
three beans,
cream, butter. Yeah, you got a bunch of shit. Macaroni and cheese.
See, I thought it was. We like talking
about all loose noodle
and
shit
rice
here.
Rice and all
like rice. Shepherd's pie's casserole.
Yes.
Yeah, because they got potatoes in. Yeah,
that's a what makes a casserole a casserole?
Shit, sweet potato with the marshmallows on top.
That's a casserole.
That's a casserole.
No, it's not.
Wait. But Anna Putin is a casserole.
You don't bake it.
Man, some people do.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it does say it doesn't give, but it's basically
don't
like
my banana pudding. I don't want no baked banana pudding.
What you got?
To any dish prepared in a casserole dish.
Boom.
But again,
boom.
Now we have to look up the definition of dish,
banana
which would be
a casserole.
Hold on, we have to get this. We have to get this exactly.
Dish. You got bread casserole.
It can't just be like
yeah. You should Google what components make a casserole.
That's what I'm basically saying. Crumb casserole can be
any dish
prepared in a casserole dish.
Know, now he needs to know what's a dish. What's a dish?
So, but I'm not going to look up dish because we know what a fucking dish
exactly.
is. It's food.
Any
it's a concoction of something.
In a casserole bowl makes it a casserole. Yeah.
But putting soup in a casserole bowl does not make it a casserole. It's still soup.
If you put cornflakes in a casserole, you're eating cornflake casserole. Boom.
That's not the cereal, isn't it? Hold on.
It can be.
Hold on.
Milk in it.
Is cereal a dish?
It is a dish.
Is cereal a dish? Or is cereal cereal?
Hold on.
Hold on. There's niggas
this is
out there
definitely
who
for
eat
work.
Warm milk with cereal?
Unless you put in a casserole.
I mean, that's oatmeal.
You could.
If you put oatmeal in there, that could be an oatmeal casserole.
I'm talking about warm milk with like fruity
casserole.
Pebbles.
Warm pebbles is weird, but
what if you just
doable.
Eat your cereal out of casserole dish?
That's cereal casserole.
That would be cereal.
Dang. I'm about to put some pussy in that motherfucker.
Pussy casserole.
Pussy casserole.
Yo, if you put the Hennessy in it, you got Hennessy casserole.
Why you want me to sit in this?
Pussy casserole. Look, it's my little fetish, baby.
Don't worry, girl. I like my pussy casserole.
I like my pussy casserole.
I like my casserole. Pussy. Next time I want that casserole. It better be pussy.
You don't put that pussy casserole in the egg,
huh? No, I don't want no tuna casserole. Though. I said pussy casserole. That,
oh, shit.
It's different.
It's
close. Tuna casserole.
You walk into the house, you're asking which one's in the oven.
What if it's salmon casserole?
Salmon pussy casserole?
All right, enough casserole.
Yeah, I think we got too woke for sleep today, though.
Oh, well, if you're done, I have one that can I contribute to the 2C4? I heard an interesting woke theory the other day. The Flintstones and Jetsons both lived in the same timeline in a post-apocalyptic world.
I heard that.
And this kind of blew my mind. All right, so let me say it. So the creators of both were the same people. They created the show in the time of the Cold War when nuclear annihilation was basically on every day.
Yeah, that's why those guys got like modern.
So the belief is that in this world, nuclear holocaust happened. And in the Flintstones, they're basically rebuilding society. And that it would explain why they have modern technology in bedrock form, like a lawnmower, shower, tea kettle, money, in a sense. Like, they didn't have any of that stuff back in, you know, in caveman days. And if you look at the Jetsons don't live on flat surfaces. They live in a city in the clouds. They all had office jobs. They all had so it's basically it's a class separation. You got the working folks down in the earth, you know, living with nuclear holocaust. Making. I mean, the Flintstones were white, but okay. But we know what we're talking about.
No, they killed all the niggas with the nukes, though. There was niggas seeking nukes, though.
Oh, shit.
Like, niggas seeking nukes.
And then in the you got robots and them waiting out the Holocaust to come back down or something like that.
When I first heard
that. That's total recall.
When I first heard that, you know what I said to myself?
That's my shit, too, bro.
That sounds good. Because that's also Star Wars.
And here's another attitude.
That's Star Wars. Think about Star Wars. You got them little things. They live on the ground. And then you got niggas living in a fucking Death Star.
Here's another thing. Depending on how far in the future, maybe Jurassic Park really happened. And that's why there's dinosaurs.
What?
Like Jurassic Park. Like eventually they were able to clone dinosaurs in this future world before
like we're trying to do now.
The Holocaust happened.
Like we're trying to do now.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
They still have dinosaurs. And that's why they have dinosaurs still.
This motherfucker's trying to clone dinosaurs right now.
No, it's a fact.
Yeah, no, nigga's been trying to clone dinosaurs. Nigga's been trying to clone dinosaurs and people and live forever. That's why Walt Disney froze himself 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Nigga's gonna talk about that. Niggas don't talk about Walt Disney being frozen.
He froze himself, so he's like, he's going to wait at this Jewish thing. They'll be gone eventually.
He's wake like, me up when they're gone.
Shit.
We got to wrap up.
They'll be gone soon. Wake me up.
Wake me up when they're gone.
What if you froze yourself, though, and then the time for you to get released, they release you, and you just still froze, bro? You just like, fuck.
I can't get warm. This is bullshit. Yeah,
I'm just... I'm dead.
Cold, it can happen. It's never. I mean, it's
died,
it,
nigga. This shit didn't.
To sit here and say can't, it never. But somebody like him, it'll never happen because when our molecule, when our cells freeze, they break. Like a toad, or you know something like that, their cells stay together when they freeze. They just compact and everything, and they stay dormant. Whereas ours actually break. Like,
maybe he knew
his
that.
Cells,
he has cell chromosomes. And
like you basically have to.
Maybe he's the toad.
Hold on.
Boom.
That you'd have to be. Oh. That technology would have to exist. You'd have to be frozen under.
Who's to say he's
they just put him in a fucking freezer, bro. They didn't like.
Just threw the thing.
They didn't have the technology to like preserve cells and like.
They put that nigga in the staff kitchen.
That nigga be open. I should get their lunch out.
Ah oh, fuck, man.
I think he's a reptile.
When we get
person.
A new freezer,
I think he's a reptilian shapeshifter.
Once the theme park in Florida's finished, we get in the freezer for him. Like okay,
put him in Space Mountain.
Oh shit,
it's dark and cold.
Oh shit, no, that's fucking terrible.
Space Mountain.
All right. I guess we.
I feel I'm a little woker this week.
Yeah, man.
A little smaller.
What y'all want to do?
I want to know what's this enough for me, dog.
Oh, you, we doing that next?
Yeah, I ain't gonna do too much. We already. We'll be on.
A no for me, dog.
All right.
Because that definitely is a motherfucker.
I'm gonna predict. No, no, yes, yes, no, yes. I didn't look at the questions.
No, yes.
You can start with the first one, though. So would you be cool if your baby mama new boyfriend got your kid's name tatted on him?
That's just weird.
After how long?
6 months?
After 6 months.
So
nah, he's after thirsty. 6 months.
6 months, I would call him thirsty.
After 5 years.
Hold on. I just want to get the scenario clear in my head. So me and my girl have a baby. This is baby. Yeah.
Have kids.
Baby four iPhone.
Kids. Four kids.
And now
we
you
have four kids.
Are like, I want to tattoo baby iPhone's name on
because he's been
you.
Fucking her for 6 months. Oh,
I would know at that moment those were not my kids.
No.
I would just think someone's kind of
well,
psycho.
I mean, literally, like, what? Like,
I would want custody.
Like, is he the godfather? Is he?
It's
Pete
new
Davidson.
Yeah, that's Kim Kardashian.
And Kim Kardashian.
He got
Kanye's kids' initials tattooed on his body.
Yeah, that's more to fuck with Kanye.
But even if it's just you,
that's
like
just
you
weird.
Said, it's just a regular dude, another dude.
Imagine
that. Do that. Like she moved, you know, she
Yo
moved.
Like, y'all together. 6 months later,
hold
the
on.
New dude got Haley. bang right here.
I'll say.
I think I'm gonna have to murder you because you're gonna be
a psychopath. Yes, at least.
But hold on, let's look.
Yeah,
you're a weirdo, and I had to explain to my baby mom, like, yo. You don't think this nigga's weird?
Hey, hold on.
This is weird.
And then that's when you have a conversation with her. If you don't think it's weird, then there's definitely a problem because now you got weird.
But it's weird.
Like, hold on.
And you don't think it's a problem.
You don't think this is weird? He had to go. This is weird.
And I will. I'm in agreement that it is weird. But I'm going to also play like, you know, pretend I'm him. This motherfucker has so many tattoos. And I'm sure like each one has like some kind of memory. Like, ooh, I ate at this Chipotle. It was amazing. Like, go get a tattoo. Like, that's the kind of amount
really
of work.
I really like your kids. Nigga, I'll kill you.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like,
nigga ever say that to me, talk about I really like your kids, so I got to
I really love your kids.
Yeah.
You gotta punch him in the mouth 17 times.
Yeah. This motherfucker's got like 300 tattoos on him, probably, or some shit like that. Each one like a little.
Nah. I mean, maybe in the Caucasian community that is acceptable.
I'm not at all.
In the black community, that is definitely.
You guys, I literally said I am with you, and I'm just giving a different perspective of mine. You're like, you're wrong. I'm like.
Because there's no universe.
Because you always got to be the devil's advocate.
I know. I'm saying I know plenty of people who have like pointless tattoos. They're like, I was, you know, this movie was good, so I got a tattoo of it. I'm like,
totally get it.
What? Like, why? Why would you do
that? I get that.
That's my like.
You're right. And there's a such thing as joke tattoos, right?
And him, that's what I see.
You ain't about to joke on my kid's name, though.
Kids are a joke.
Oh, I definitely see it as like a fuck you, con. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to beat you up when I see it.
So I'm going to say,
that's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me.
What about you?
That's a no for me. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for everybody.
That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no around the room. Yeah.
If I see you in Walmart, I'm putting.
I am gonna like fucking. If I did see him, I'd be like, high five, bro. He totally was like, how to get Kanye more than piss him off more than anything.
Dog. You don't play with a nigga kids, dog. I never condone that, dog. Don't you ever play with my motherfucking kids, dog?
He's not playing with the kids.
No. That's my.
He's playing with you.
No, that's playing with my kids.
He is playing with you.
You're using my kids to play with me. Where I'm from, you die. That's why niggas got pistols. Cause you play with my kids, I'm gonna use this.
But the thing is, like, it doesn't affect his relationship with the kid at all. But here's the thing: is it doesn't, and this is what I'm saying. I kind of like what he did. Like, he does. It doesn't affect the treatment of the kids. He's not nicer. He's not meaner. He's not anything. He just knew how to fuck with Kanye, get in his head, and this is what he did.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
Again, I'm not saying this is something I would do. But to fuck with somebody, found the perfect way. I would never do that. I really would. I'm not that low.
No, I see what you're
saying. He went low.
No, I see what you're saying. Perfect way, but that's not a perfect way in a good way because when you, like
he found a way to get under his skin.
You never play with somebody's kids, dog. I never justify somebody playing with somebody's kids, dog.
So I'm saying, the thought of it, see what I mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. Do you see how the thought of it upsets you? Can you imagine Kanye right now? That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to, dog. Because that's actually frustrating. Like on some real shit, when it comes to kids, dog. Like, you don't play with kids, dog. Like that's what we don't do, dog.
That I agree with 100%. I would never do that.
We don't play with kids, bro. When you a grown adult, woman or man, jumping off the porch, that's a different story. When you choose to jump off the porch, then we put you in and put yourself in jumped off the porch situations. Hey, then I'm gonna judge you on such. But kids, no. Nah.
You just weird for doing that anyway. Nah,
that's weird. So we got to move on.
I bet you Pete Davidson's like, that's not even their kid's name. That's my, you know, they get different initials.
You still being an asshole.
That's what I'm saying. He's like being like,
no. You got to get slapped.
I went to the University of North Carolina. You know what I mean?
No.
All right, next question.
I would, in a situation like that, I would traumatize my children. I would have to beat Pete Davidson up in front of my kids. So they understand, you're not allowed to love him.
You got to.
You're not allowed to love him. Look, you're not allowed to. No.
You got to.
I would traumatize my kids.
You got to pull a Matt Barnes.
That's not like
Matt Barnes. Hold on. Hell yeah.
Again, Kanye is somebody who likes to be loved, and if he did that, you know what I mean? Like, again, you can't. He didn't inflict violence. You can't inflict violence on him as a retaliation. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. It's like the perfect. Fuck you to him. I'm not agreeing with it.
I just don't.
I'm just
agree
saying.
With that
no, no. Pete all. Found a but good little like knife, and he's like,
no, it's not a good little knife. Not man. There's nothing good
in
about
this. In their person, in their little vendetta, yes.
Nah. You don't play with people, kids, though. You don't play with people, kids, though.
All right, next note for me.
I would drive 3.5 days to fuck him up.
You don't play with people, kids, though. Yeah, and, right. And I wouldn't high five Pete Davidson if I saw that motherfucker on set just off of that, dog. Don't play with nobody, kids, dog. So, nah.
We're not going to agree on everything.
Nah, that's crazy.
Next up for me.
You ain't got kids. When you get kids, then you come back and have this conversation.
Again, I would not do it. I'm not at all saying it.
You was dating somebody for 2 years, and she become a paraplegic, a weird accident, something happened.
I feel like you asked that before.
I haven't. She lose a leg. Would you still stay with her?
Of course.
I'm shallow.
It just depends on how long we've been together.
That's a no for me, dog. I'm shallow.
Of course. That's not even.
I've been gone. I've been 60. We 60 years old. Like, fuck it, nigga. Who fucking go?
2 years. We 25.
Where am I going?
We 25.
But hold on. Where am I going?
I'm gone.
Here's the thing. 31.
I'm 19.
That's not for me, dog.
I'm 19. Like, what you want me to do? Stay?
But no, he also phrased it with, you've been with somebody for 2 years. You probably love it. It's not like, you know, we've been on 4 dates.
How old are we?
Nope.
Doesn't matter. Love is not a, you know what I mean? Like,
2 years, I'm gone.
If you love somebody for 2 years and really.
15 years, you're probably in your about 40s, 50s. Yeah, I'm staying, dog. That's
15 years, yeah. 2 years, I'm gone. I'll see you in the next life.
That's a no for me, dog.
No.
I know.
Next life, I'll see you around. Like,
that's a yes. I would stay with the person.
2 years? Nah.
2 years?
Jail. Hell no.
What's the next one?
You wiping ass for the rest of your life.
I pray this motherfucker Flames P don't end up alone at 70, dog.
2 years.
Oh, damn, I should have stayed with that one-legged bitch.
It wasn't never one leg.
I pray to God.
I miss you, Brandy, even though you're far away.
Like, damn. Bitch, she was only missing a pinky toe.
Other leg was good.
Oh, no, she was a good bitch.
All right, man, what we got, man?
We're going to go to the next, man. I don't know, man.
All right, man, let's go. All right, for $10,000, would you go to Sex Island?
What are you asking the question? This is no talk.
Because I didn't know which one you
He didn't know what to ask. I was going to ask it,
though. I don't know which one you want to go with
next. Yeah, yeah. So, all right.
Exit.
There's a place where you can go. So the question is, for $10,000, would you go to Sex Island to have sex for 100
women? I thought it was $5,000.
No, it's $10,000 this year. Inflation.
Once I looked into it, it was $5,000.
Yeah. Last year it was $5,000. Now it's
$10,000. Damn it. $5,000, yes. $10,000.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Is it $5,000?
I thought it was like.
That's a lot.
I think by the time you're done.
To 4 days to have sex with.
You basically go 100 hookers, yeah. All clean. You get drug, you get STD test, all the tests, and you just go in there and have 4 days of just
hedonistic.
Yeah.
As a single man,
is this a strict question?
No, this is a real place.
As a single man,
this is a once year event in Vegas.
Yeah. You know what?
$5,000.
I want to answer this question. I mean, if you don't mind, I love to answer this question. I personally
would
never entertain this idea.
So that's a no for me, dog. That's on him.
I wouldn't entertain that idea. I think paying for sex is wrong.
It's wrong.
I think that if you're in a loving, committed relationship, that even entertaining this idea is the wrong way to go. I think that you should respect yourself and others.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Preach, brother.
I agree. Paying for sex is, I don't say it wrong because these are actual workers. They choose to do this for a living. It's not legal.
It's like a legal.
This is Vegas, so it's legal. Everything about this is legal.
I would never go to consensual. Vegas and pay for sex.
I would never do that.
We're not paying for sex on this one. This is not like a. Hold on. You're not paying for sex on this one. Paying for sex is like, hey, I want to just sleep with somebody.
No.
Nope, not me.
This is paying to be a porn star for the weekend, basically. Like, that's you're paying for. You know what I mean? You get to pay to live like whatever your fucking fantasy is. This is what you're paying for.
I thought porn stars get paid.
Thank you.
Yeah, do I get paid as the porn star while I'm out there?
Again. You are living out your fantasy.
So
you
don't get storm.
Hold on. Stormtroopers get paid. People that dress up as stormtroopers come out of pocket to live their fantasy.
So
you see what I mean? Like, there's a difference between being an actual employee and living your fantasy.
And the midget to plane. This is Fantasy Island. You know what happens at Fantasy Island? Nothing good at the end of the
story. And Sex Island. nothing but sex happens.
And herpes one day. Like, what the fuck? We was all tested.
I'm going to say.
That's a no for me, though.
I'm cool on that.
I'm game.
I'm good.
I'm going to say nobody wants to go?
No, I'm cool.
I'm going to say yes.
I
would do this.
So I mean, you can say
I would do this.
I am not single. You know what I'm saying? But just to make sure my friend was safe, I would go.
You are a good friend.
You are a good friend.
Make sure he don't make the wrong decision.
Fuck y'all.
You can't fault me for being a good friend.
You know what?
You are a good friend.
Trent, I will even pay for this, so you know, your girl doesn't think that.
This nigga used his dial thinking like, shit, y'all, you need extra protection?
Security detail.
Do you need security?
He paying.
I'm telling you.
Like, look, baby, he paying.
Babe, I'm going to make money.
I'm working.
I'm going to make money.
I'm working.
I promise nothing will happen.
I promise.
Oh, God.
I wear a blindfold if you need.
You can call me anytime. FaceTime if you need.
I will always answer the phone, baby. FaceTime.
I can't. I'm trying to keep That's just so funny.
Look, now you're like this. What's that noise? What noise? I don't know what you're talking about.
Flip your camera.
Why are you moving like that? Yeah, moving like what? What are you talking about?
Throw the whole phone
in the water. You just my God. Splash.
I can't hear you. Yo, it's breaking up. Oh, the Wi-Fi is down.
You only in Vegas.
Like, look, you wouldn't even believe it. Somebody trying to attack Orin. That is you.
Man,
phone fell out.
I lost my boy in a bar fight last night. It's been a week. Yeah,
I was protecting him. I got paid for this, remember?
Baby, we going to vacation after this.
As a family man, no. I would not do that.
As a single man?
When I was in my 20s, yes.
As a single man with
I would have gone with
disposable
Orin.
Income, yes.
I would have gone with Orin to help.
10,000, no.
Make sure he's straight.
But 4,000 to live out that fantasy of...
You're a good man.
I'm good.
I'll FaceTime this nigga. I'll FaceTime this nigga.
I'll
be like, damn, how many days left?
Like, hey. What's going on? Why you moving that way?
Hold on. Here's the thing. I've never paid for sex, but if you're going to do it, you might as well go the fuck out.
You're not paying for sex, dog.
That's what
you're paying pay to go to the island.
Exactly.
Bro.
Like,
y'all tripping, dog. Like, who's paying for sex?
I'll be like, I'll take you. I don't want to touch the ground.
It's all inclusive. Just so happens pussy is included in the all inclusive.
A pussy is like a mimosa.
Yeah, dog.
It's bottomless, baby. Get some.
Like, I'm not going to go to a cruise ship.
I'm out of rethink.
So hold on.
You not going to go to a cruise ship because the drink is free?
Can we take this boat over again?
Think about it, dog.
I'm saying I'm out of rethink this. You need to. You need backup. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I would like to reconsider because I'm thinking. Hold on. Hear me out. This is great. Hear me out.
It's all inclusive, my nigga.
Because I'm thinking that something like this has to be researched and documented. So I think that I would be perfect.
to go there to document this whole experience
and make sure everyone understands what can and cannot happen on a situation like this. That way, we are all safe.
Listen, if your fantasy is being a documentary filmmaker, come to Sex Out again with an album.
Yes, I want some documents. Safety of this excursion.
Can you even speak with a British accent? As a male approaches the female.
In the wild, the male sees the female, and somehow it's like a deer. She runs around and wiggles.
I'm sorry, bro.
I'm going, bro.
Damn, dog, because you're not paying for the pussy, dog. You're paying for, like, the bed, the
food, drinks,
amenities.
Just so happens, pussy is an amenity. Just so happens to be the one pussy.
Think about it. Wouldn't you think that there's chicks probably buying tickets to Sex Island, too?
I would think so.
But do they only want chicks, though?
I wonder if that's like they get there and they're like, no, I'm not one of the hookers.
The green band means they pay to get fucked, and the white band means that you pay to fuck them.
Yeah, man, no, it's all inclusive.
Yeah, they're all inclusive. The white bands are mimosas.
You got guaranteed.
The green bands are other patrons.
This
went full circle back to our last episode, because what did we say when last time y'all were here? If we go on vacation, guess what we doing?
Yeah, we fucking.
Right?
We fucking.
So you got guaranteed.
Yeah, get very good.
You can either you have a free mimosa or pay for premium drinks.
No, I mean, no, it's not even that, bro. It's not even that.
No, it's
all inclusive. So you can either get the free mimosa or you can get the one that came from the state, you know, like wherever. Like,
but that's the premium drink. It's the premium drink. The free mimosa is the white band. Yeah. They're here for you, right? Yeah. And then the premium green band is the one that you can finagle and cost a little bit because it's premium.
No, but it's
that blue label shit.
It's still not cost. You still don't got a cost because they paid $5,000 for a ticket to come. So you just got to talk. That's the only price.
You don't even got to talk.
That is your price.
That's the price.
Your price is game, baby.
You're not throwing money.
Your price is game, baby.
So you either get the free mimosa or the other free mimosa.
It's a win-win.
What free mimosa you want?
Wait, hold on.
Dude, you know,
I'm thinking that instead of just researching, I think this is every single man's experience. By right. Yeah, it could be a bro mitzvah.
I think it's like I think it's like a rite of passage.
We can make it a bro mitzvah. What do you think, guys? When you're 17, you must go to this before you get married. Bro mitzvah.
It's not just men. Women are going to.
I take my no back.
Just a mitzvah.
So do we want to take a re-vote on this one?
I mean, that's a yes for me.
That's a window back. For the first time ever.
Like, think of it. If this stays on and becomes popular, eventually they'll like be bored with it and they'll start doing like, all right, come have Sex Island with cowboy themes. And now we're basically just living Westworld.
Westworld.
I'm good.
Bang! Come here, baby.
Westworld and thick Merkins.
Exactly. I'm good, though.
Thick Game of Thrones Merkins.
All right. Next one.
All right, even with that. All right, each sticking on to that, though. Say we all five go there. And then fuck around.
I don't want to see you guys for the next 4 days.
We fuck around. We all get with the wrong ones.
No doubt.
We all with the wrong ones.
No, we only talk in the eyes.
We end up in a hostel like the movie.
Wait.
And they say.
No, wait, what?
And they say either you torture somebody or you get tortured.
Man,
we're gonna torture that bitch.
Why we have to go dark with it?
This is the no for me, dog. Is it torture or be tortured?
I'm
killing somebody. What? I'm gonna beat someone's ass. Hell yeah.
What did we say for the greater good, dog?
Do we know?
I'm gonna go on to do great things in this world.
Hold on.
I have to survive this situation.
Goes back
to me having a pistol. That's why I gotta shoot your ass.
Hold on. I have to ask.
Because I have to go on for the greater good.
I have to ask. Do we know who we're torturing? Like,
I'm not
so I can just in my mind think it's a serial killer.
We have another yes or no.
I just want to know if it's like, you know, it's like somebody who is like a better Mother Teresa, somebody who you know is changing the world for better.
I'm trying to live.
That's better for the world, I'll take the torture.
Mother Teresa had her time,
but 9 out of 10 times,
I gotta live.
I'm doing the torturing.
Now, if I find out after the fact, this nigga was like, yo, this nigga was the nigga that was gonna cure cancer, but.
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm trying.
That wasn't for the greater good.
At that point, it's not your fault.
Study.
At that point, you got lied to.
I got questions.
At that point, you was a cock in the machine.
At that point, the motherfucker who orchestrated this.
Yeah, you're a cock in the machine.
Goes back to what you was talking about. If you drove a motherfucker across state lines, you the motherfucker.
Yeah. Boom, it happens.
No, you the motherfucker that put me in this goddamn room, dog.
God damn it.
I was getting pussy. You kidnapped me, nigga. And put me in this room talking about I gotta torture a nigga. Like, just your fault. I don't wanna be here. It's not my fault, nigga. It's your fault.
I wanna go back to sex.
I know I shouldn't have fucked with
Orange. Treat you, bitch.
I shouldn't have fucked with Orange.
I'm trying to stay in the security. House. I ain't got no security for the security. It was like, shit. I did want to ask, dog. All right, since we was talking about the YSL shit, blah, blah, blah. Would you be famous now, rich and famous, like $100 million right now, famous, you know, whatever, knowing 15 years later, you'll either be dead or in prison for life?
From now.
Like, just be like, all right, we can be like, yo, you can see how life is going to turn out now, how your current states are. And be like, you know what I'm saying? You might live longer, but whatever. I'm telling you right now, I can give you this guarantee, $100 million, but you only going to last 15 years.
Me.
You either going to die or go to prison.
Like, those are the only choices, nigga? Like,
Wait, no, those are the only choices.
Die or go to jail for 15 years?
In 15 years.
In 15 years.
Keep on continuing, like, how things are right now.
I got 15 years, and then I'm done.
now, or you can take this $100 million and guarantee in 15 years you're going to die.
I'm shaking them dice. We going $100 million. I'm going to die in 15 years. Let's go.
I'm going to take...
I'm staying. No, I'm staying. I'm going, bro.
I'm staying. Taking that 150.
Because I mean, 15 years, that's nothing. That's wait, what am I fucking 63.
Let me tell you this.
This is going to be so much good life, though.
I'm going to be like,
damn, dog.
But here's the other thing. Having $100 million and then knowing that you only have 15 years to, like, that's, you know, towards the end of it, that's going to make you even more depressed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, think of all the shit you could do you haven't done. You know.
Or you're super focused to make sure this 100 million turns to fucking 500 billion.
What does it matter? You're dead in 15 years.
It's for the fam. It ain't for you because you got 15 years.
That's a different.
I feel like I can make $100 million with my current situation, so I'm just going.
But you're also taking you away from the fam.
That's all right. I'm going to die one day, 15, 20.
But what makes you think the family wants money over you?
It's okay.
I kind of rather see my grandkids, dog. I know that's kind of selfish, dog.
No, it isn't. That's not selfish at all.
That's kind of selfish, dog. You know what I'm saying?
In 15 years from today, I would see grandkids.
So what I'm saying is, like, to put it for me, like,
I wouldn't.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, and I would want to see my grandkids grow and hopefully see my grandkids' grandkids. Because right about then, it's like, all right, nigga, I'm out. Usually the oldest great grandkid
remembers you, and then you're
like,
all right,
like, please somebody remember me, nigga. Deuce.
Look, or you live in a compound and have a fucking wing of in fucking Cornell University because granddad made it great for you, and because of that now,
man, I don't know,
you
man.
Have
like,
an upper echelon, upper crust lifestyle.
I don't know,
I
dog.
Like that one.
I like that one. You know why I say no, dog? Because I don't want to die. Man. I don't want to die 15 years from now for a decision I made today. Because I don't know how my mainframe's going to be.
Hold on, hold on.
I don't know how my mind frame's gonna be 15.
He's got a very valid point. Like, think of somebody who smoked.
That's just like that movie Looper. When dude killed the fucking the kid that had superpowers, went back in time, because his wife got killed, and then come to find out that's the reason why the kid ended up going in the future killing everybody. But his younger self ended up killing himself, so it never happened. So it's like you can't dictate today what you. But how you gonna feel?
I like the smoke. Right. Like it's almost like it's smoking. Yeah.
Can I say something?
Right.
Can I say something?
You know what I'm saying?
What if you don't take the 100 mil for 15 years and you die in 5?
That's also a possibility.
You die in 5 with nothing. You're like,
they
say
guaranteed.
But that's exactly that's one of the things you have to weigh. Like, he's guaranteeing you 15 years. You will definitely have 15 years, or you can have.
Holds a lot of weight, right? What you said is valid. It holds a lot of weight, right? Because what you're right. Whose mindset doesn't change. But if you go there with a focus, this is my plan from today till 15 years to do this. And everyone in my team understands that I have 15 years to do this. Then how does that make it crazy? I went there with a game plan to make sure that the rest of my generations, every person that has my last name or tied to my last name for the rest of their life,
I understand
will be
what
just
you're saying.
Fine.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I watch people's parents die as millionaires and leave their kids the world, and they would gladly just be like,
money,
you know what, I'd rather have my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Or I'd rather have my fucking parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, I deal with it. It's like, yo, like, look, had my brother not died, you know, had my brother not got killed 17 years ago, you know what I'm saying, before my 17th birthday, like, I would not be here. I would not have these kids. I would not have accumulated this wealth. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, but I would gladly give it all back to have my brother. I would struggle to have love versus have money and be loveless. That goes back to what we were talking about on the other. I think love is like, for me, I think love is just greater, dog. Like, for me, like, just being there. You know what I'm saying?
I was saying, you're also making that decision for them. Like, imagine right now if your mom was just like, all right, I'm offing myself. Here's $100 million. What are you going to say? Like, no, fuck that. Stay around. Like,
I'm just a cold granite rock.
He's cold-blooded.
Like, I get it. Like, you have everybody there, but...
You know what?
My time is, you know...
What Kanye say? I trade these Grammys back just to have my granny back. Like, word, dog. Like, shit, dog. Like, I'm telling you, I mean, the success is... Don't get me wrong. Success is success, bro. But once you get that success, you realize all the shit that you missed out on to get that success... wasn't really worth that success at the end of the day, dog.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit, dog. That's why Oprah don't got no kids, no none of that shit, dog. Because you can either be super, uber successful, or you can be a family person, dog. Yeah, you can't be both.
Yeah, so
you can't be both, bro.
You can do both.
You
hit me out. The Obamas did it.
In some cases, you can. But a majority of people, you can't.
But in this instance, in this situation that we're talking about for 15 years...
You can be that family, yeah.
I was already family. Now I have 15 years, right? So now I have 15 years to be the hardworking guy and family because I have a game plan at the end.
You don't have to be hardworking
just
anymore.
Just hear me out. Because I have a game plan to make this 100 million turn to 5 to 20 billion and to fucking make my last name something that echoes through the fucking annals of time. If I have 15 years to do that and I can accomplish that, then what I did was make sure the rest of my family can be family and chill out and do nothing but chill out and relax because I sacrificed the 15 years.
But sometimes, sometimes that's a gift and a curse because a lot of times I watch a lot of history facts because I'm a historian. So a lot of times these dynasties who got left billions of dollars back in the 40s and the 20s and stuff, these motherfuckers ain't even around no more. So a lot of time that's the worst thing that happened to these families. So you got to put that into the equation.
But here's the other thing that you're saying, like, $100 million, if you just leave it at that, your family will be fine for a couple of generations. What you're talking about is taking that $100 million and then spending 15 years away from your family to build it into this billion-dollar, you know, fucking Rockefeller style of a legacy.
Just to get to that last day of that 15 years and be like, damn, I wish I would have spent these 15 years.
You see what I mean? Like, yeah, you'll be a Rockefeller.
I'm telling you, I held my fucking dad. I looked at my motherfucking dad in his eyes, bro.
I don't think money.
Like, bro, I looked at my dad in his eyes. My dad died a millionaire. I ain't getting nothing from him, dog. My dad died a millionaire and said, the same thing that I'm going to tell you on this motherfucking podcast was me sacrificing time with my kids worth it? No.
Then
he died. So I'm not going to, like, I can't sit here and look a dying man in his eye and because that's the truth. Truth is, like, you that's the truth right there, bro.
But he got a different perspective.
But no, you got a different perspective, but I see that. But every dying man has had the same thought, as far as I know. Like, I wish I was there more for my
question.
Yeah, so my that's question the case,
is, why is it that someone out, you know, solidifying generational wealth has to not be home? I mean, it can be done.
But to turn $100 million into a $1 billion conglomerate like you're discussing is...
Yeah, dog, ain't no... Dog, we around these people, not, dog. We around... Yusuf, we on the film set. We around these people. We see how much time we... Because, dog, all right, bro, so all the time that the producers spend on set with us, they're in meetings.
Trent,
motherfuckers in meetings.
But hold on, here's a different thing. Here, you know, what we're seeing on set... We've never been next to a billionaire.
I've been across
the... But you know what?
There's 100 in the world.
That also goes to another thing, too.
The dude that made the Jamaican beef patties, I grew up working for him because Moses Spilato. But like, he used to come to Moses Spilato.
That's a billion. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very... Like, a billion... That's what I'm talking about. It's like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying a billionaire is a different fucking class. Like, what is it? A million seconds is like 8 minutes. A billion seconds is 31 fucking years. Like, that is a big difference.
That goes back to the story, The Precious Present, where there was I'm just going to summarize. There was, long story short, every day this kid would wake up and his dad would be like, yeah, I got a present for you. And then, like, every day he'd be like, where's my present? Where's my present? Where's my present? And then at the end of the father became an old man, he was like, died. And was on his deathbed, he's like, where's my present? It's right here. It's the present day. That's your present.
Every day is a present.
Every day is a present.
It's a gift.
You know what I'm saying? Every day is a gift. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to take my chances with the gifts I got every day. And I just can't give up a 15. Because I, like, once again, dog, I don't know what mind frame I'm going to be.
If I was older,
dog, like, because I don't know how attached to life I'm going to be 15 years from now.
But like, is that going to be like an exact date? Like, you can tell me the date.
Yeah, like 15 years from today.
Come back at 60 and ask me this question again.
I'm 60, ask me this question. But 34? No.
Yeah, 38. No, I'm not. That's too young.
Yeah, that's a little too young. Yeah, 58. Yeah, yeah. No, speaking of which, Kevin Samuels. Go back. Kevin Samuels just passed away. 57, bro. Uh-huh. Like, 2 years before, like, to go back 2 years. Like, you're going to be the most famous ever, but it's going to deteriorate, take you from being healthy. It's going to take you, so your body's going to deteriorate at a faster rate.
I mean, that's what most of these people
do
anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? The drugs and all that shit. It's like the lifestyle that comes with the $100 million.
So what's wrong with having a game plan and having discipline?
There's nothing wrong with it. We're just trying to convince you to come to us, and it's obvious no. So next question.
I understand. There's nothing wrong.
All right, man.
That's it for that's enough.
Yeah, man.
I want to know. I don't know what it is, but I kind of want this Jim Carrey versus Sandler thing is at the bottom.
That was a little interesting.
I know Jim Carrey, dog.
I know, but what is it?
That's
I was just saying, Jim Carrey over Adam Sandler.
You're just asking.
That's tough, man.
Who we take?
Jim Carrey versus
Adam Sandler.
Because I said Jim Carrey like immediately, then I said, wait a minute. I was like, hold on, Adam Sandler?
Cult classic.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
He had like five movies you cannot front on.
The Grinch.
Yo, I can't make this decision.
I take Jim Carrey because of Living Color. I'm biased. Living Color. I got to take Jim Carrey. I didn't grow up with SNL.
That wasn't like no, he just worked there.
Huh? No, but he was the only white. He was like one of the only white dudes chilling with the brothers.
And he's
in the 90s. And when you chill with niggas in the 90s, dog, it was like, we really ain't fucking with you.
Like, nobody else wanted him.
So, Nick, nobody wanted Jim Carrey. So, you know what I'm saying?
Damon Brothers, he even took him, like, he literally gives his whole success to black entertainment. Like, that is a definite good bias to have. I'm kind of on the bias with, I might go with Sandler because
he's Jewish.
Hanukkah song, for fuck's sake. Like right now, if you ask Siri, hey, play the Hanukkah song, play a Hanukkah song, anything. Like I go right now, hey, Alexa, play Christmas music. She'll give me a million different fucking options. You say play Hanukkah music, it's always, there's one song. And there's only one. Like, so to take that away, like that's just.
I just like how that's how Ace Ventura showed up at the end of the Super Bowl and won that goddamn.
The Laces were in.
You know, I think like I said immediately. I said Jim Carrey, but then like
you gotta think
just
about
Adam Sandler's catalog of movies, like even the shit he ain't in, the shit, you know what I'm saying, like came through his Happy Madison, like yo.
He's funny, yo.
Like, bias aside, I'm going with Sam just because he's... Carrey's great, but comes in and out of, like, entertainment. Whereas Sandler's always been there. I mean, he's not as, like... I think Jim Carrey's probably reached, like, had, like, a fun... Like, the Truman Show doesn't compare to, like, you know, the cable guy I love. But I think Sandler is hit,
actor, Jim Carrey's a better actor.
Yeah, yes, I do think so.
But it's a better Drake, but you got Kendrick. Nigga not gonna do as much, but when he come, you gonna love kind the fuck out of him. But this dude gonna have a whole bunch of shit you gonna love, you gonna like.
Last couple of episodes.
I think I'm gonna go Sandler. There was one recently I really liked. I'm trying to remember.
Hell no, that one on Netflix when they went on vacation with the little crazy chick.
Oh yeah,
That shit was funny. Then I'm like, bullshit. That shit was funny as hell, bro.
And like you said, he touches a lot of things, like Grandma's Boys. He didn't step a single step in it. There's a bunch of movies like that he's done.
I fuck with Jim though. I'm gonna go with Jim.
I'm gonna go with Sandler.
I'm happy. I'm gonna go with Sandler.
Just because Jim's a better actor. You know what I'm saying? We talk about acting, and for me, you talk about Jim Carrey. I'm like, all right, Jim Carrey is funnier than Adam Sandler for me personally. Jim Carrey, Adam Sandler kind of got that dry Hebrew humor that I don't really get. And like Jim Carrey got that,
but he's actually
like, you know what I'm saying? Like hold on, that I can relate to. So like, and then I got to go to actor wise, like. I feel like Jim Carrey's a better actor, all right? Bim. So speaking on what you said, I feel like
he's a better actor too, but then I'm like, I like five Jim Carrey movies.
We're talking about catalogs. That's great movies. I see what you're saying.
But I like fucking 10 Adam Sandler joints. Like,
I love more Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
to speak on him with like the Jewish dry, like Mel Brooks is obviously a Jewish comedian, changed, you know, like we talk about him. Eventually, Mel Brooks will be, you know, like when my kids are. It'll just be no, and I do feel like Adam Sandler, at least in like Jewish entertainment and that kind of stuff, will kind of stay. You know what I mean? Like,
be a great person.
Like, because he's done a bunch of shit. Larry David, don't get me wrong, is one of the best, but he has two things. And if you count the Broadway things, which nobody really sees, I mean, I love the Broadway things. No, I'm not saying at all, but like, again, just a bunch of shit. And again, Larry David is in the category with Mel Brooks. They're not, you know, that was the older generation. I mean, no, it was Mel Brooks, Larry David, then Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest of the shit. No, Adam Sandler doesn't touch any of the shit they do. But again, it's Adam Sandler versus Jim Carrey. I'm going with Sandler.
I'm going Adam Sandler.
There's a movie about Israelis. What is it? There's a one where it's like so the fucking Zohan. Like stereotypical. Zohan. So stereotypical, making fun of his hair. And it is spot fucking on. Like it is so. It is love.
He got a new movie coming out, I think. Or
yeah, called Hustle, man. That shit supposed to be dope, man.
That shit look all right.
So Adam Sandler has a new movie called, what is that shit? Shit, I don't know. I forgot. Excuse me.
That's the name of it. Shit, I don't know. I forgot.
It's called Number
Coming this summer.
Part two or something. I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't know. Go ahead. Forget it.
Well, is it dope?
Oh, I think that's.
I was trying to put the movie I worked on, but I don't know the name.
So, all right. I'm going to speed through this damn Guess That Crime real quick.
Well, I gave him a speed through. Let's go through him.
Just go through this motherfucker real quick.
We'll give our viewers some extra time.
A Buffalo shooter should have been there. I would have guessed that shit.
Oh, God, yes. Too soon, though.
White.
It's time to guess that crime.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Alright, man. This week on Guess That Crime. Detroit man arrested for owning a weed vending machine on the corner of his house.
You gotta stop giving these dead giveaways away. Yeah. When you said Detroit man, I'm going black.
Black dude.
Was it Bill? How about his brother Cletus?
The blacks got it.
Oh shit.
All right.
Got it.
Well, that was easy, man.
And we had bells, everybody was like, Detroit.
Black dude. All
right. Man steals $10,000 from his girl, wins $10 million, gives her back her $10,000. But now she wants to sue him for part of the $10 million.
White people.
So we doing
So he steals $10,000 from her, then takes that $10,000 and buys a lottery ticket and wins $10 million or something.
Pays her back
$10,000,
which is solid of him because he stole it.
And she's trying to sue him for her real.
Yeah,
cut.
She should get 50%, and that's definitely white people.
I'm gonna say white people.
I have one for this.
I'm gonna say black people. No, I'm gonna say
that's Caucasian people.
I'm gonna say black.
Yeah, Flames P, you.
What was it?
Guess what?
It was black.
I was right.
Black people?
Yep. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a black dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
I thought about it for a minute because I said white at first and I was like, damn.
No, because only a nigga
niggas
gonna
steal. Yeah, nigga, yeah, nigga,
white dude's gonna run away.
A nigga gonna steal some money out your purse, though.
A nigga gonna be like, yo, man.
Sorry about that, take that.
Yeah, at least let me give you. I just needed to borrow it real quick because the nigga got to run a play.
That probably was tax money. She had it all cash.
Let me borrow your tax money. I'm gonna flip it. I'm gonna bring it right back.
Yep.
Come on. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, come on, dog. Only niggas do that. White dudes ride out.
I'm here about suing. I heard.
White dudes change their identities.
When you sue, that's going to go on the police.
I had to think back the question in my head. Like, all right.
South Carolina man kills girlfriend, has heart attack while burying her.
Man, that's a trick question. It's in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Shit. So he's about to bury her in the backyard.
I got to pee.
Wow.
That's all I can
hold it.
South Carolina, it's only white or black in this situation. And I'm going to say white because we ain't about to bury nobody. Throw it somewhere. I'm going to say white.
White. I'm going to go with white, too.
White people.
There's more white people in South Carolina. I'm just going by statistical answer right now.
One or two.
Yeah, I'm going to ride the bandwagon on that. We going white people.
So everybody's saying white?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying white.
Everybody got a point.
White.
Flames are still in the lead with three.
I'm saying white.
So wait a minute. I need to break that down. So
All right, he
killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, he killed his girlfriend, and as he dug the hole, trying to bury her in the backyard, he had a heart attack.
That's funny as shit.
Did he die falling in the hole? Like
divine intervention, dog. If he died and fell in the hole,
Hold
on. In a related story, I was doing like NPR this week. I heard of one. There was I didn't make it, but it was two kids were caught fucking killing and burying the body, and the way they got caught is because when they pulled their car up to like the side of the road and then, you know, went into the woods or desert, whatever, they put their hazard lights on.
White. I guess that was white.
Wow.
It didn't say what they were, and I was just like, damn it.
They put their hazards on, like, right. Wait right here, Carl. I'll be right back.
Yeah, white man, y'all got that. All right. Georgia woman arrested after shooting teen in the face during road rage incident?
I can't take this one. I saw that on the news.
You recuse yourself?
Yeah.
Y'all got time to even up the score?
Black woman.
Yeah, I'm going to go with black.
Well, being we said Georgia and road rage, I'm going to say that this woman happens to be of the Negroidian. Yeah, she's Negroid. Yeah.
Is that a word?
Negroidian, yes. Yeah, because only a black woman would get that mad. You cut me off, motherfucker. Uh-uh, motherfucker. No.
Right. I had a gun pulled on me in traffic in Atlanta by an old black lady.
Florida man reports fake robbery to get a ride home from cops.
White.
White.
Wow. That is definitely white.
Yeah.
Only white people call the police when they're not needed. You know, like, in general.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, for real.
Man calls police white.
Man called police. That's how it's about white.
You kind of got it, kind of didn't, because he was a mixed dude. He was half black.
He's mulatto. What was his mother?
That's not white.
His mother.
White. I was gonna say, but because the girl on the last story was more like all Spanish than anything.
My kid's mom is white, though. They ain't white.
We need clear. We don't need mixed. We need clear.
You eat which, if you marry a German woman, 50%. Your kids grow eating German food.
My kids ain't white though. Well, my kids look white, but they ain't white.
So the weird thing about that is they are what their daddy is, but their culture is what their mother is.
But their daddy teach them the culture, so like it's different if their daddy wasn't in their life and they just had their mama's culture. They got a black grandmama that they see all the time that they go spend summers with, my nigga. So it's different. Like if you spend summers with your black grandmama, nigga, you black.
So, and this person in Florida.
I'm telling you, dog.
If you spend your summers with your white grandma, you're white.
I spent my summers in Israel with my grandma, whereas my siblings didn't.
I spent summers in with my Puerto Rican family, so I'm Puerto Rican.
And you're Spanish, nigga.
But in a sense,
nigga, you Spanish.
Yeah, now I'm a black guy.
I have to bring it to you, nigga.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
You might be one of us when you in the States, but at the core, nigga.
So, look at this. I'm a black man, but culturally I'm Hispanic.
Exactly, nigga. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying. So you check Hispanic on the
I do. As a black Hispanic man, I do.
I like it. They're like Hispanic, non-Hispanic.
So I guess that's a right. So I guess that's kind of right. So everybody's side.
Everybody's still all right, four.
We got two left.
Come on, look at it.
All right, man with warrants gives fake name is arrested on the warrant for the fake name.
Black dude. Black dude. Black dude. Black dude.
I'm gonna go with white. I think the guy was like, my name is Dan, you know, McNielsen, and it's like, oh, there's a million of those. I'm going with white.
He's a white dude who gave a black man's name and got locked up.
My name is Leroy Jenkins. Oh, what a coincidence.
Oh, Leroy, we got you.
That'd be a funny ass movie.
Oren got it, dog. It was a white dude, dog.
Damn.
Take the lead.
Yeah, it was a white dude, dog. I'm sorry, bro. It was because that sounds like some white dude shit, though. Because a black dude gonna have his alias straight, though. He gonna have some aliens.
What are the chances of getting that?
Because my shit was Jeremontius Quinn, nigga. Like,
whoa,
Jeremontius Quinn.
Like, what are the odds of them being like, oh, we have a Jamarius to Quinn's in the beard?
Jeremontius Quinn, you must play football.
Jeremontius Quinn,
you must play football and be like that. Starting at center, Jeremiah Quinn.
Alright, and the last one. Man steals X-Men's packages from jail lobby as he's released from jail.
As he's released from jail.
So his packages?
He's released from jail. So he going white guy.
So he was released from jail. They had a Christmas tree in the lobby.
They had a Hispanic.
And he stole the presents.
Hispanic.
Nah, he's a white guy.
They don't steal.
He's a white guy. He's really upset. He's a white guy.
Hispanic dudes don't get out of jail and steal immediately.
No, they don't steal.
I'm sorry.
Unless his name is Angel.
I hate to chime in.
So obviously, you know, so it's not going to be Hispanic. I'm going white.
It's a white dude.
Yeah, it was a white dude.
Damn,
yeah.
I ain't get to make my answer.
I have one. I actually saw this morning.
What you got?
A couple is suing their son and daughter-in-law.
I've seen this. I can't see.
Because they haven't produced a grandchild. They set him up 6 years ago. They don't have a grandchild yet. And they're saying their time is running, so they literally hired a lawyer and are now suing them.
I'm say black.
Wait, I got to recuse myself. I saw this on television.
Damn. I'm going to say black.
Asian.
I was going to say white, but
he's kind of, they were Indian.
Yeah, that's Asian.
That's Asian. That's what I'm saying. He's kind of, I mean, it is, but I would have said Jewish.
Is this the first honestly, time that that's slaves
it,
lost?
When I saw it, I was like, this is definitely Jewish.
Could have been African.
No, this is me winning.
I knew Asian.
All right. And, real quick, dumbest laws according to state goes to fucking
In Arizona.
Yeah. So right now it is illegal to dig up a cactus in Arizona for reason.
That makes sense, though, because some of those are like...
Like natural,
yeah, the cactuses take a long time. Remember the movie Broken Arrow? That's where I remember that from. It's a movie like back in like the night. Remember that shit? It's like, don't step on that cactus. It takes 100 years to go back. And I'm like,
That makes sense. That's why you can't dig up a cactus. All right. And then you can't manufacture fake drugs in the state of Arizona.
I thought that was everywhere,
So you who wants to dig up a cactus, though? Like, that's just sticky as fuck. Like,
I kind of do. I would be like, oh, that's a cool cactus. I wanted it at home. You know what I mean?
I would do that. I would say I love the cactus. I want that.
You know. They plan that. I'm going to go to the home and get the pot.
How are you going
to
pick it up?
You don't want to just go to Home Depot?
You dig around.
You dig around.
Are you saying there are no gardeners in Arizona that know how to dig up a cactus?
Come on, it's like getting elephant tusks. You pay somebody big money to get it.
Yeah. Or you just pull over on the side of the road with some
because it's illegal. So you pull up, you pay the black market to get you some cacti.
Some cactus.
Cacti.
We got that cacti.
You ride by, motherfucker just wink at you in the bar.
$20
Got that cacti.
$20 cacti is in my trunk.
I have an illegal plant.
You do?
Yeah, one of my friends went to like Turcos or somewhere, like some island where they can't, you know, and they went on a cruise.
The possessions of the horn. Find out the possessions of the high class dirtbags.
And they,
what the fuck?
And they brought back like a little like plant or something that they liked or whatever, and they're going in their apartment. They're like, yeah, they snipped off a little piece and gave it to me. I don't have the illegal plant. I have a clone of, which is perfectly legal.
The
are you sure?
Possessions of Orin are not the.
Are you sure?
Damn right, the possessions of Orin are the possession of you motherfuckers. They're my possessions.
last two, no fortune tellers are allowed in the city, the county of Avondale, Arizona. It's illegal to be a fortune teller.
This hold on.
Somebody has some bad luck.
We always have this like, how did the law become? Like, it's either like a Christian organization was like, we don't want those, or my guess is like some like state some law. Lawmaker or something like that had a fortune teller, and she was like, "You're gonna marry and be happy, and blah blah blah, and the kids are yours." And none of that shit came true. And he's like, "Fuck that bitch!"
Yes, it should be illegal in this county.
That bitch lied.
She lied.
She's a charlatan. She lied.
There's 392 counties in Arizona, but there's no fortune tellers in this one. What the fuck?
Talking to you, Tracy.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
That's and a good one.
Also, it is illegal to cross-dress in some counties.
To what degree?
I don't know. I wondered, as soon as I saw that, I was like, well, can you be trans in those countries?
Did you say
in
what degree? Counties? Is there a degree?
You said counties or
that's
counties?
What I'm saying. Like,
counties,
what degree? Counties, like, counties. I've actually bought,
some
you know.
Some counties in Arizona.
In Arizona, okay.
Hold on. The other day, they gave out wrap gifts, and they're like, oh, here's your jacket. I ordered a small. And I put it on. I'm like, the zipper is on the wrong side. And I was just like walking around with, until I realized, I was like, oh, wait, this is a woman's jacket. Like, am I going to jail in Arizona for accidentally putting on a woman's jacket?
Yeah.
But like, technically the zipper is on the woman's side, sir.
Now you know.
If you buy a pair of woman's shoes at the Foot Locker, they're going to lock you up.
They're going to lock you up. These are not a man's 11.
And you put them on?
They're going to be sitting outside the store just waiting.
They was out in the men's.
He made the purchase. He made the purchase.
Get him out. Red shirt.
He's talking. He's talking. Go now. Go.
That's crazy. The real question is, is transgender accepted out there? And obviously it's not.
It's obviously not, yeah.
Yeah.
But to the degree of, like, you can't even...
wear pants if you're a woman.
Are they standing on the corners on Halloween, like...
Yeah, you can't wear pants if you're a woman.
You can't wear pants?
I don't know if it's enforced,
like,
but...
jeans? Yeah.
But the law is still
dungarees?
There.
Obviously it's trousers. Not enforced, but, yeah, that's cross-dressing.
Well, you in Arizona, you don't wear pants no way. So
it's too hot in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. You got jeans on, bitch.
Like you melted.
Bitch, you got a gun.
Nigga, they should have a law so you can't come outside of your drawers, nigga. That should be the law. I'm coming out every day. It's hot. This
jockstrap, dog. Jockstrap in the AR.
On the work.
What the fuck, dog?
The AR tucking in the jockstrap.
You got the wrong law.
All right, man. This has been the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. I don't know how we brought this shit full circle for y'all today.
No, we didn't. We did with another episode. It'll come back. Don't worry.
If you go back and listen to the prior episode.
Full circle, not guaranteed with every episode.
Yeah, it's the circle of life.
Bing.
Yeah. And as always, it's your boy Olansky. 3 eyes in motherfucking damn Instagram. 2 eyes in person. 1 eye on paper. A.K.A. Ben Truitt. A.K.A. Armani Tsunami. Get at me, LL Cool J.
You saved it for the end. Because usually it's like one name at the end and like a bunch in the beginning. Yeah, but now he's just like
LL Cool J.
I'm just throwing him out there. Ben Truitt is my favorite one though.
Flames P here, leader of the RPA.
The P Flames P36
on Felonious. Instagram.
I ain't shit. I'm just Oren.
Felonious P.
I love this Oren. He's the best Oren in the world.
Best
15 years from now, man.
15 years from now, I'll make my 100 million and I'll live another.
That's right.
30 years. If we broke 15 years from now, that would be
buy another life.
Yeah, my decision.
If I'm broke 15 years from now, I'm blaming somebody. It's not my fault.
It is your fault.
You would have to kill somebody at that point.
It was that bitch Tracy from Arizona.
Full circle, bitch.
Tracy. Fuck you, Tracy.
Who else we got in the state, man?
Shit, you know, Pretty You from the Avenue came through. See what's up. How y'all doing? Always great coming, hanging out with the brothers. Yeah, thanks for having me, brothers.
Always a pleasure.
Don't shoot me.
And T Medina, OG Whispers, nodding in and out. Thanks for having me here.
I appreciate y'all coming, man, for real.
Let's leave you with some words today from the High Class Dirtbags. Don't brag about your crimes in your rap lyrics.
Yeah.
Can I
and never let them sell you a wooden nickel.
Can I import some wise wisdom?
Yeah.
So always wipe from the front to the back. Don't ever bring the shit to the clit. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, wash your hands too, man. You know, I know a lot of niggas ain't washing their hands too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess
don't that cross was the street if you can't run fast.
That was the worst fucking advice.
Yeah, no shit. At least I gave something.
We gotta work on our advice.
Orin learned something. I saw it. Wait a minute.
I was just thinking. I was like, does anybody, the men actually do? I think everybody knows that. I think you know that from like a child.
I don't know. Some motherfuckers. I ran into a motherfucker a couple months ago that said, yo, I never was taught how to brush my teeth. And I was like, okay, I have.
They teach you that at the dentist. They still try to teach me that at the dentist.
Some niggas never been to the dentist, though.
It's facts.
Damn, that is a fact.
I mean, maybe
that is the country we live in.
Yeah, maybe you jaded. Some niggas have never had pistols. Some niggas have never been to the dentist. Some niggas have had pistols. Some niggas have been to the dentist, though. And it's full circle, baby.
And the fortunate ones get both.
Take care. Bow, 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 bow.